If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You're working inside, you're working out, dealing with a roof, working on some outdoor decor for the holidays. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com by clicking on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repairs or replacement that might be needed to keep your home dry. But here's the thing, which should it be? Can you repair it, or do you have to replace the roof? We're going to tell you how to make that call.
And your washer and dryer may clean your clothes, but they can also be a source of major leaks and even fires if they're not operating safely. We've pulled together a few tips to help keep them humming happily along.
And with winter approaching, now may be a great time to think about upgrading your HVAC system. We're going to share new technology and heat pumps that deliver efficient heat down to minus 13 degrees.
But first, we want to help you guys get those projects done. What are you working on? How can we help you? I hope that you guys have had a lovely Thanksgiving and you're just relaxing this weekend, maybe decorating for the holidays. Well, whatever it is, give us a call. Let's lend you a hand. Maybe we'll give you a leftover recipe, too.
There you go. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. And those questions are coming in. So, Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Tony on the line who's dealing with a super noisy neighbor. Tell us about it. Hopefully we can help quiet things down.
She just likes to stomp on my ceiling and just trying to figure out what I can do to make it a little bit more quiet on my side.
A ceiling stomper, huh? I tell you what, that is tough. Is this a new problem? Did she change her flooring or anything like that?
She says she didn't. I confronted her and the landlord, and, she swears up and down she didn't, but neither, we couldn't see it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to do anything when you're underneath a noisy neighbor like that. What could be done is on her side of it, and that would probably involve a new type of flooring that has a sound-resistant underlayment underneath it. You're never going to get rid of all the sound. Now, if you can't do that, you could put down throw rugs, area rugs, that sort of thing. But again, you're kind of asking people to do this just for the good of the order, and there's no way to force them to do it. So I don't have any good solutions for you because sound deadening usually starts above. Even if you were to insulate that ceiling, that wouldn't be your job to do if it's an apartment, and
right.
That would take an investment on the part of the landlord, and I doubt the landlord's going to want to do that.
Did I mention that on my side is ceramic tile?
Ceramic tile where? On your floor?
In my living room, yes.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to soften some of that sound, Leslie, probably having some furniture or wall coverings would kind of help deal with that echo issue, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you didn't mention having area rugs. So with a ceramic floor like that, having an area rug is just going to help sound deaden your own space. It kind of just absorbs a lot of that sound that's going on and the reverberation from what's going on upstairs. So definitely add a rug or two if you can. You know, if you don't have any window treatments, put some up. The more things you have in each room, I'm not saying get it all cluttered. I'm not saying make a mess of your space. I'm just saying add some soft goods. That can definitely help absorb some of that sound. And I know a lot of guys are like, but I got a leather sofa. That's also like a ceramic tile floor. Leather's just going to send it right back into the space.
Now
again.
You're messing with the guy's man cave, Leslie.
I know. I'm sorry. But definitely think about things that can help absorb some of that sound. And, the softer, the better.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. I hope that you will decide to quiet down for the good of the order, Tony.
Me too. You guys have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Now we're going to Gina in Massachusetts, who's got a question about the heating at her home. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a rental property, two-family, and I'm updating the boilers. It's gas. And I was going to go with the regular boilers, which are 85% efficiency, and keep it going through the chimney. Or I was going to do the combis, I guess Lochinvar, and they're indirect. I guess they go outside.
Yeah, high-efficiency direct boiler, right, okay.
My plumber's kind of saying that I should get liners in the chimney and keep the chimney hook up and the water heaters.
Yep.
And then I wouldn't get the rebates, and I wouldn't get, you know, the 0% interest from from National Grid, Mass Save. However, the combis, they're saying that they need more maintenance, and that's what my problem is, that they don't last as long, and they require more maintenance. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know if that's true, but is the combination boiler, the high-efficiency one, going to be a lot more expensive?
No, it's going to end up, after the rebates, it's going to end up the same amount of money.
And there's no question in my mind at all. I would definitely go with the high efficiency. That's definitely the right thing to do.
The ones that have the combis, the ones that have the water heater.
The direct vent, yes, and direct vent system, yeah. I think that's really smart to do. And this way, because he's right, you have an old house with an old chimney, you probably have to line it if you put even the 85% new boiler in. And, you know, listen, why continue with the old technology when the new technology is there? You have the opportunity to have rebates. It's probably being subsidized by the utility company because generally they're a lot more expensive. That's what I thought you were going to say. But if they are helping to keep those costs in line, I would definitely go high efficiency.
It is more expensive, but after the rebates, it's the same.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because you have great rebates. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would definitely take advantage of that. That's a good opportunity for you.
So you haven't heard that they need more maintenance?
No.
Okay.
And that's, frankly, you know, we see all the new equipment that comes out now, and that to me sounds like maybe a bit of a rumor. But I really don't think it's true. Sure, you know, they could break down like anything else. They're more mechanical than the basic systems, but they're high efficiency. So even if they do need a bit more maintenance or an occasional extra adjustment, I wouldn't worry about it. I would definitely do that and enjoy the efficiency. It's going to raise the value of your home, and it's also going to cost you less to heat it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hope you guys are chilling out at home this holiday weekend, relaxing with family and friends. Well, whatever you're doing, maybe you're taking on a project, let us lend you a hand or just give you an idea for next weekend. So give us a call. Let us know what you'd like to work on. Coming up, some roof leaks are fixable and others are a sure sign that that roof needs to be replaced. We're going to share the signs that signal which way to go when the Money Pit returns.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? Maybe you're just relaxing, or maybe you're thinking about a project. Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Scott on the line who needs some help with a patio. Tell us what you're working on.
Yes, I had a patio put in about 2 years ago. It's a stamped concrete patio.
Okay.
The concrete was dyed gray.
Okay.
It looks great. But I have a crack in two spots where it's a small hairline crack, but it keeps getting bigger, and I'm not sure what to do for the repair.
So you can get gray silicone caulk. I know this because I just bought a couple of tubes myself for a kitchen project, but silicone is perfect for inside and out, and it's sometimes a little hard to find. I have to find mine at Home Depot, but it wasn't easy, and I wouldn't expect that you can go to any Home Depot in the country and find it. But you certainly could order some online. But I would try to use a gray silicone caulk. The problem with dyed with concrete that's dyed, if it was dyed all the way through, I could tell you how to create little concrete dust that was the same color of it. But usually it's dyed on the surface, so that's not going to help you. That's
it's dyed the whole way through.
It was dyed the whole way through.
The concrete is dyed the whole way through.
So here's a trick of the trade. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you can expose an edge of that concrete that you don't care about, I mean like a side of it, and if you could lay in maybe like a piece of foil to catch the concrete dust and then take a masonry drill bit and drill into the side of that in an area, again, you don't care about, and let that concrete dust get into the foil so you're capturing it now. So next, you could do that silicone caulk into the crack and then sprinkle the concrete dust on top of it and with your finger push it in a little bit. So basically what you're doing is you're giving the silicone will stop any more water from going in there, but the concrete dust you put on top will match this concrete that surrounds it. Does that make sense?
And then do I just put like the concrete sealer on top of that?
You could if you wanted to. Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Scott, and let us know how you make out. Okay.
Sure will.
All right. Take care now. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repairs or replacement that might be needed. But which should it be, repair or replace? Well, here's what you need to know to make that determination.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear. Now, roof shingles are generally cotton or glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt starts to dry out. So you want to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. You want to look for cracked or curled or even broken shingles. And if the worn section is limited to just a small area, then you can repair it. But if the entire roof looks this way, replacement is going to be the best way to go.
Now, next up, it's really important to understand layers. If you do need to replace your roof, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles for a total of 2 layers. Doing tear-offs, though, is not such a bad idea, even if you have only one layer. Second roof layers do not cool well in the summer, and therefore they wear out quicker than single roof layers. So if you got 20 years out of your first roof layer, you're probably only going to get 15 out of a second. So if you're going to be in that house for a while, we recommend always removing the original layer of roof and starting clean.
All right. Now, if your roof is leaking, you've got to check the flashing because that could be the only cause of your leak. Now, flashing is that metal or even that rubber material. It makes the seal between the roof shingles and the plumbing pipes, the chimney, or anything else that's sticking through the roof. Now, loose or deteriorated flashing, that's really responsible for a lot of leaks.
And lastly, if you do need a new roof, make sure you improve your roof ventilation. Cool attics help keep the roof cooler, and cool roofs last a lot longer. Passive vents, those are the ones that don't use any energy, they don't have any motors. They're much better than active vents like, say, attic fans. And one of the best is a continuous ridge and soffit vent system. These vents are inexpensive and can usually be added to a house of any age. And if you want a roof that's going to last as long as possible, go with a lighter colored roof over a darker colored roof. Lighter colored roofs reflect more UV, and they definitely last a lot longer than their darker counterparts.
Now we've got Christine from Ohio on the line, and I think she's got a lot of questions for us here at the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So my first question is about the garage insulation. Our plans call for an uninsulated garage, and we got some estimates on spray foam, and so I had them give me an estimate on the garage. But I was wondering, how much of an investment should we put on the insulation in the garage, or is it worth it at all?
So is this new construction, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So garages don't have to be insulated by building code. Usually the only part of the garage that would naturally be insulated would be the wall between the garage and the house. This is an attached garage?
Detached.
Oh, detached. Okay, so then it would have no insulation. So the only reason to insulate this is if you in the future decide that you're going to want to heat that space. And if it is a detached garage, that may very well be the case, and it's never going to be easier than it is right now to insulate that space. In terms of the insulation choice, since it is new construction, I would definitely recommend that you use spray foam insulation because it's very effective, much more effective than fiberglass. It also stops any drafts that are going through the walls.
Okay.
So my two cents would be I would definitely insulate that garage, and I would do it with spray foam, you know, before it's all finished off, because this way you'll be good to go. Now, on the inside of that garage, if you're going to put spray foam on those walls, you're also going to need to cover them. So think about that. You don't want to leave that spray foam exposed because it'll just get beat up over time.
Right.
So you could put on, you know, any type of wall board. I would maybe lean towards a fiberglass wall board. It looks like drywall, but it's a little bit harder, and it doesn't grow mold because it's outside.
Oh, okay. And in the crawl space of the house where we have the addition, we were going to get spray foam. Should we just get it on the joist, or should it go all the way down the cinder block?
Well, typically, it definitely goes on the underside of the floor joist, and most importantly, at the box beam, which is the outside right above that foundation. But the foam would not go down below that. If you do want to insulate the crawl space walls, there's a different type of sort of a fiberglass batting that's used for that. It's contained inside of a wrap, usually has like a foil face. And that's going to work better for that small section of fiberglass foundation wall.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Christine. Very exciting that you're getting a new house, and we're glad that we're able to help you make the right decisions for it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, heading to New York where we've got Ross on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
We bought the house. There had been prior leaking in the cellar underneath a cellar window.
Right.
I fixed the problem with a new window and had it properly installed. But years later, there's still the staining and the mildew stain that's on the concrete blocks below that window.
Okay.
I want to clean it and prep it to paint. The blocks are still in relatively good shape, but I just want to know what's the best process and the best product to properly clean that wall and prep it for painting.
So, first of all, Ross, the window that was leaking, is this area still damp? Do you think that there's any moisture that's getting into that area under the window? Because it may not be coming from the window. It could be coming right through the wall, you know.
We had an actual process done. Not only were the windows replaced just as normal upgrade, but we had a process by a basement waterproofing company where they, every 2 feet on the outside of the building, they bored down through the dirt all the way to the foundation, and then they ejected a liquid bentonite. I'm not sure if you've heard of that process, but the liquid bentonite is kind of like a kitty litter almost. But when it gets injected near or into concrete block, it it gets into the block and then it expands like kitty litter would expand. And that process completely dried up the basement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I would just say to you that the reason most basements leak is because of a problem with exterior drainage. So make sure your gutters are clean, your downspouts are extended, and your soil slopes away from the house. Now, aside from that, removing these stains is not that big of a deal. Usually what you're seeing is efflorescence. That's the mineral salts that are left when the water evaporates that gets in, and then it dries out. So if it's not an active leak, you just have these stains. I think, frankly, all you got to do is wire brush those walls to get rid of that loose stuff. Usually it's a white, grayish powder kind of a thing that's stuck. If it's on block, it's not mold, it's salts. And so once you get that clear, then you can apply a concrete block paint to that surface, and you should be good to go.
The drainage has been completely taken care of. There's gutters, there's downspouts, it slopes away from the house. Everything is check, check, check.
Okay, good.
The stains that are there are definitely a darker, blackish, mildewy old stain that just needs to, that's left over from when there was, you know, a consistent moisture problem there.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going to be mold or mildew because you need a food source for that. And you have a masonry surface there, so you don't have a food source. If it was drywall, I'd be more concerned. But as long as it's dry, then it's not active. I would just, like I say, brush it, wire brush it, just to make sure any loose stuff is off. And then you can paint right over that. You should be good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Russ. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, your washer and dryer definitely cleans your clothes, but did you know that it can also be a source of major leaks and potentially even fires if they're not operating safely? We're going to share some tips to help you keep them running smoothly and safely when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, heading out to Tennessee, we've got Gwen on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
My water heater had the element we thought had burned out. And so I had someone come and look at it, was going to replace the element, and he said, well, it's clogged up. And he couldn't get it unclogged. And he said, we're going to have to just pull this heater out and drain it, turn it on its side. And what came out of the water heater was a gelatinous whatever. It was
let's call it by its technical name, gunk.
Yeah, gunk was a good word. But I mean, it was a lot of it, and it wouldn't, he couldn't get it out until he turned the water heater over on its side and turned it around, and it was liquid, and then it was just like this gel stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I have a water system, a Connecticut water system.
Okay.
And so my thinking is, okay, I'm on a well. I should have said that. If water is coming from my well through my water system that's supposed to be filtering everything before it comes into the house, you know, the Connecticut people don't know what it is. He first thought it was white slime, but they checked all of my fixtures, commodes, and everything and said, no, it's not white slime. But he didn't know what it was, so he just hasn't gotten back to me. And I wondered if you all had heard of that.
No, but it sounds to me, before you even told me that you had run well water, I kind of knew what it was. I think it's hard water. And I think what you're seeing are mineral deposits that are settling to the bottom of the water heater. What kind of water heater is this? Is it electric or gas?
It's electric.
Okay. So a lot of that stuff just settles down the bottom. And what happens is sometimes in a gas water heater especially, it ends up making it very inefficient because the gas heat doesn't get through all that stuff as efficiently. How old is this water heater?
It was only about 5 years old.
Okay.
And actually what I did was the contractor said I would be cheaper. I would be saving more money if I just got a new water heater instead of him taking the time to try and get that stuff out of the one that I had. And so I bought another one. This was last year.
Okay.
And so even, and he told me I need to drain it, you know, like every 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do need to drain it. So you've got to drain at the bottom, and you got a little valve there. So you hook up like a garden hose to it. And remember, it's going to be hot, so I would even maybe suggest turning the water heater off. You can turn off the breaker at your main panel you know, at night, and in the morning you can drain it, or turn it off in the morning, and at night you can drain it. And then just open that valve up and let the water flow. And if you do it every 6 months, it's going to wash away all any minerals that are stuck down there. It would be worth having a look also at the water treatment system to make sure the water softener portion of that is working correctly, because I think with all those mineral deposits, probably more hard water is getting through than should. But if you flush it every 6 months like that, I don't think this is going to happen again. I think you were just looking at 5 years of buildup.
But that, with it being hard water, that would make it that jelly-type texture?
Yeah, because it's minerals and it's mixing with water and it's going to sort of stick together. So, yeah, it can get gunky like that.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's all it is. But, you know, you would think that the people who sold me the water system would think of the hard water.
Well, you would hope. But, you know, here's something that you can do also. Why don't you just take a water sample and send it off to a testing lab? You can find one online or find one in the area. Don't use the water company to test. Don't use the Connecticut people to test it. Get an independent test. And this way you'll know, you know, if that system is working properly and filtering out all the contaminants.
Good idea. I will do that. Here, I enjoy your show.
You got it, Gwen. Have a great day.
Well, two of the hardest working appliances in your home also have the ability to cause significant damage if they're not properly maintained.
That's right. We're talking about your washer and your dryer. They may clean your clothes, but they can also be the source of major leaks and even fires if they're not operating safely. So to help, we've got a few tips to help you keep them humming happily along.
Yeah, now first, washer and dryer disasters are really more common than you think. According to the National Fire Protection Association, almost 17,000 washer and dryer fires occur a year, which causes well over $200 million in property damage. And 92% of these fires stem from dryers. Now, the good news is that these fires are easy to avoid if you know what to do.
Yeah, so when it comes to dryers, most dryer fires occur because the dryer exhaust is dirty. So cleaning the lint trap after every load is good, but it's really not nearly enough to protect against a fire. The lint's got to be removed from the dryer's exhaust line, and that's the vent that goes to the outside from the machine. Now, besides cleaning, take a look at your dryer exhaust duct itself. The best ones are made of metal because metal ducts are less likely to allow lint to stick to it, and they're a lot easier to clean than vinyl or even flexible foil ducts. So check to determine what kind of dryer exhaust duct you have and think about updating the ductwork if necessary.
Now, with your washing machine, you want to check those supply hoses, because if you have rubber supply hoses on the washing machine, those can be a big weak link in the system. Those hoses can dry out, then they burst, and that allows thousands of gallons of water to come rushing into your home. Now, to avoid this plumbing problem, you want to check those hoses regularly for cracks and blisters, and be sure to turn off that water supply valve to the washer before you leave home, or, you know, for an extended period of time. I always turn ours off like the second I'm done with the wash. So just get in the habit of turning it off. I mean, better yet, you can actually replace all of those hoses with braided steel models, and then think about installing an easy-to-reach single-lever shut-off valve just for the washer. That's exactly what we have, and it makes life so easy. Up it's on, down it's off, and then I know I'm ready to go.
Now, when it comes to high-efficiency machines, there's really no difference from a safety perspective, but since these machines can have turbo rotation speeds of like 1,200 RPMs and above, the machine can vibrate if it's not supported and level. Now, if that's the case, you definitely want to level it as best you can, but then you can add anti-vibration pads under the washer's feet. They're widely available, and they can help steady the machine. They also make them run quieter, which, by the way, I just bought a new machine for an apartment that we rent, and we have a tenant that lives underneath the washer, so I put the anti-vibration blocks in place. In addition to being new and being level, those blocks really made a big difference in how quietly it runs. Otherwise, the floor like tends to vibrate and you can really hear it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. With winter approaching, now could be a great time to think about upgrading your HVAC system. We're going to share a new technology in heat pumps called LG Red that delivers efficient heat down to -5 degrees. So stick around because it's going to get chilly.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floors Sourced Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation and other great Owens Corning Insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we'd love for you to follow us along at The Money Pit Podcast because you get a lot of information there. I mean, you're getting brand spanking new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Texas is on the line. What can we help you work on this weekend?
I've got a stained patio, concrete patio that was done when they built my house, and it's faded from the sun, but when you wet it with water, it looks like it was when they did it. Is there something I can put on that?
Yeah, so that the wet look is working for you, in other words.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a number of different products out there that will work really, really well with concrete patios. So, I mean, you can always stain the patio, which will change it, will make it more uniform, and it may blend in that stain. But I think you might be better off looking at one of the refinishing products. One of our sponsors is a company called Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Deich Coatings. They've got a bunch of different patio and pool surround finishes, and many of them use real stone as part of their makeup. And so you can have a finish that looks like marble, or it has a decorative sort of epoxy grade to it. There's a lot of different options to it. I would take a look at some of those products and maybe think about how that might work for you, because it's a lot less expensive than replacing the patio, and they're really durable finishes.
Do they offer like a clear?
Oh, yeah. They definitely have clear finish. And you're thinking that if you put the clear on, that might just make it all an even color. I would try to test it just to make sure it's going to come out the way you expect. But, yeah, they do have a clear epoxy finish, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because they did the inside of the house is done the same, and we have big bay windows. And so you see the outside and the inside, and it's just kind of uniform.
Yeah, there's a product called a heavy-duty epoxy clear coat.
Okay, well, I'll give that a try then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us.
Well, fall's a great time to look at some eco-friendly home upgrades, and that includes replacing old heating systems. Now, one option worth considering is the new Multi-F heat pump system out from LG. So, Tom, you looked into these systems. What'd you find out?
Yeah, you know, the heat pump systems can actually reduce electricity that's used for heating by about 50%. Compared to like an outdated gas furnace or an electric baseboard heater. And they can also improve indoor air quality and home comfort, even in extreme climates. Now, they've got a technology in them called LG Red, which stands for Reliable to Extreme Degrees. And here's why that's important, because it allows the heat pump to maintain its efficiency down to 5 degrees and can actually heat your home when it's minus 13 degrees out, which we hope will never happen. But if it did, the LG system can handle it. Now, the heat pumps with LG Red are ENERGY STAR certified, which qualifies for a number of rebates, and the system works with the LG's ThinQ connectivity app, and that includes a smart diagnosis function that can send maintenance alerts and reminders when filters need to be cleaned.
Julianne in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a 1/2-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out. So
the sill is the bottom sill of a door. It's not. Is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No,
It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy repair cement. Uh-huh. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, woodpeckers are drilling holes in Donna's house. We're going to help her get rid of the birds for good and make those repairs next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your money pit. Turn it from house to home to castle. I mean, to us, a money pit is a term of endearment. It's a home that we're proud of. It's a home that we love, but it's a home that needs some TLC, and that's where we come in. So if you've got questions, reach out to us right now.
Now, Donna wrote in saying, I followed your tip about using plastic strips to get rid of woodpeckers, and it worked. My question is, how do I fill the holes in the wood siding that they left behind?
Well, that's great to hear. So for those that don't know this tip or didn't hear it, if you got woodpeckers that are hassling you and they're turning your house into a holy house that's going to kind of look more like Swiss cheese than anything else, the way that you deter them is by putting strips of black plastic. What I do is I'll take like a hefty bag and I'll cut it into like streamers. So the strips may be about, 2 inches wide, but pretty long. And then tack it on the outside of the siding so that it sort of can blow in the breeze, flutter in the breeze. And it totally deters woodpeckers. They do not want to come back. They want nothing to do with that flopping plastic. You can tie it off the trees if they're attacking a tree, or you can tack it to your house. And now in terms of the siding itself, well, in my experience, those holes are usually anywhere from a dime to a good quarter in diameter. So if that's the case, if it's cedar siding where you can easily like slip a piece of the siding out and replace it, I would do it that way. If it's along like a clapboard type of siding and your house is painted, then I would simply fill it. There's a product called Wood Epox. It's a two-part wood epoxy. It's a putty. You kind of mix the two parts together, and it dries in 24 hours, rock solid, and then you can sand it. In fact, I used this on a sill that I was working on recently, a windowsill. It had an air conditioner in it that had leaked, and the wood sill was all rotted out. I filled the whole thing with Wood Epox, basically rebuilt it, sanded it down. You can't tell. Painted. Looks just like a new sill now. So check it out.
All right, Donna, I hope that helps you out, and hopefully those woodpeckers stay away for good. Now, Marianne wrote in saying, we have a rental with a very tall exterior natural rock fireplace. Last winter, the chimney leaked and brought a lot of water inside the house. Is there a product we can coat it with and stop the rainwater from getting in?
Well, I think it's unusual that the entire chimney structure itself leaked. You may have had a directional rainfall that got in, but a couple of things. The first thing you want to do if you have a leak is to check the top of the chimney. You want to make sure you have a chimney cap over there. You want to make sure a cap is covering the flue liner. And then around the flue liner, very often you will get cracks in that space. And so you want to seal the cracks that are around the flue in the concrete cap that basically goes from the flue to the outside of the chimney. Making sure that top is sealed up is really important. And then next, after that, you can apply a masonry sealer to the rest of the chimney structure. Now, a masonry sealer will soak in, and it will be, if you buy the right kind, it will be vapor permeable. The reason that's important is because it will let moisture evaporate out. It won't hold moisture in the chimney, and that's important because if you get frost eve after that, you get freezing weather, you get frost eve, you'll get cracks, and that can basically open the thing back up again. So fix up the chimney cap, make sure there's no cracks, make sure that there's a hood on there, check the flashing, and then apply a masonry sealer to the rest of it, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, Marion, it's good to get this taken care of now because, I mean, if water gets in there and then it freezes, everything could crack. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong with the water getting into the rocks itself. So I would definitely get this taken care of because, it's always better to stay ahead and get things done before it gets real bad.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your holiday weekend with us. We hope that we've given you a few ideas that will help you with your home improvement plans as the days and the weeks go on. And if you got questions, remember, if you couldn't get through today, you can reach us anytime by going to moneypit.com and clicking on the blue microphone button. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Humans are not the only ones living longer.
Well, Thursday we heard about Flossie, the world's oldest cat. Now we're hearing about Gino, the world's oldest dog. The 22-year-old Chihuahua from Los Angeles was born in the year 2000 and adopted when he was 2 years old. His owner was in college when he adopted Gino, and he and his roommates raised him. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Sunday news shows, it's ABC's This Week, with welcoming Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall to the microphone, as well as Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID response coordinator. NBC's Meet the Press has Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis, Kentucky GOP Representative James Comer. CBS's Face the Nation will have South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn, along with Michael Chertoff, former Homeland Security Secretary. And Fox News Sunday welcomes Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Inflation may be high, but that sure didn't stop a lot of shoppers getting out on Black Friday.
It is still one of the most popular shopping events.
Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says early deals and online shopping have altered the state of Black Friday.
In the past, it was more of the kickoff to the shopping season. Now it's more of the halfway point.
But the crowds were out at the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, and Alicia Raymond was focused.
I'm going to Victoria's Secret. I'm going to Bath & Body Works. I just got a new grandbaby, so I'm going to grandbaby shopping as well.
Colin says it could be the busiest Black Friday weekend in 5 years.
Nearly 8 million more than we saw last year, and is the highest we've seen since 2017.
I'm Ben Thomas.
You can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What project would you like to get done? If it's a house project, we can help because that's what we do. You got a problem, you got a do-it-yourself dilemma, you got a decor situation that's not working out right, you want to get some work done but you don't know how to price it out. Well, if you've got some questions about projects you want to get done around in your house, reach out to us because we can help. We want to help. And we can be your coach, your helper, and even your home improvement therapist. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those questions or post them at moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, is your driveway looking cracked or worn or suffering some nasty oil stains? We've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
And space heaters, they can help warm up cold, chilly spaces, but only if they circulate the heat. We're going to share a new design in infrared heaters that delivers both infrared and convective heating just ahead.
And the garbage disposer is one of the greatest kitchen appliances ever invented, but when it gets jammed, it can really slow down all that holiday meal prep. So we're going to give you a few DIY steps to help get it running again.
But first, do you love your house? But sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for home improvements and repairs and decorating projects. Well, we get it, and we can help. So reach out to the Money Pit, and we will help you get all of those projects done. We might even dream up a couple new ones for you.
Best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Just pick up the phone and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joint. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio. There used to be concrete there, and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the concrete crack sealant. And it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide. And they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you can put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
Mike in Arizona is on the line with some worn-out siding. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a house that has Western red cedar siding, and it's about 20 years old, and it's really getting into bad shape. I'm wondering, can I use pine siding, the tongue and groove type, and treat it? If so, what would I treat that with?
So, Mike, you say the siding's in bad shape. I mean, if it's just faded, then you can restain the whole house using a solid color stain, and it'll look terrific. If it's really badly cracked and checked and sort of structurally deteriorated, then you want to replace it. Sure, you could use a pine siding on that. You could use the tongue and groove type. It wouldn't be as durable as a cedar siding. But again, you're going to have to stain that. And what I would do is I would stain it before you install it, because this way it's a lot easier to get into all the nooks and crannies, and also you'll be staining basically the inside of it, sort of back priming it, which makes the whole board last a lot longer. And then after you install it, you're going to have cut lines and touch-ups to do with the stain, but it's a lot easier to get the stain where you want it to be before it's put together. So two options there for you, but again, if that Western red cedar is just faded, it does not have to be replaced. It can simply be restained. I mean, I've got Western red cedar shingles on my house, and they've been on there probably, going on at least 40 years now, and they really haven't deteriorated, except one side did actually once, because it was facing south, and they started to get dried and thinned out a little bit, but that was just a fairly minor repair. For the most part, we haven't had to do much but stain them over the years. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, before snow and ice take a toll on your driveway, we've got some tips to make sure it is ready to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. That's all coming up when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this holiday weekend? Maybe you're just still super full from all that Thanksgiving turkey. I know I am. So what are you working on? Maybe you're just lounging and dreaming about some projects. Well, whatever you're dreaming of, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a grout question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have ceramic tile that I've had down for a few years, and I have the grout is a charcoal color with the black and green tile. And the charcoal has dulled over the years and looking almost chalky. What can I do? Do I have to pull all that grout out and regrout it? Do I need to paint it? Or what can I do to give it new look of life?
Well, the grout is pretty easy to replace. There are special tools called grout saws that you can use to carve out the grout and then put new grout over sort of where the old grout was. You know, you don't have to get it all out, but you got to go down at least an eighth of an inch or so. And so if your real concern is the grout and the condition of the grout, I think that's the easiest way to deal with that.
Okay, so that'd be the best way to make it look fresh and new again is just take the top layer off at least an eighth of an inch and just regrout it.
Yeah, make it look fresh and new by putting in fresh and new grout.
Yeah, and then make sure you seal it.
Right, yeah, that's key. You want to seal it first.
Otherwise, it's not going to look fresh and new for so long.
Seal it after I put new grout in and let it dry, then seal it, and then we're good to go.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Washington is on the line and is having a door issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have actually two doors with a similar problem. Gradually, it's grown worse over the last several years. The door does not fit tightly up against the weather stripping, and I've finally resorted to putting in small wedges, and this is a front door and a door to the garage, to keep it pressed up against there. I have replaced with new weather stripping twice, but it still doesn't fit up there tight. What can I do to correct that outside of replacing the door?
So if you close the door and you push it tighter closed, does that make the seal?
Yes, and that's why I've resorted to...
So then why didn't you just why didn't you just adjust the lock?
I don't know how to do that. I didn't know you can do that.
So basically what you need to do is where the lock strike is, okay, that's the metal plate in the jamb.
Yep.
You need to move that closer to the weather stripping so that the door has to actually shut more before it latches. Because you need that weather stripping to compress a little bit before it latches. Now, does this have a deadbolt on it?
Yes, it does.
Well, you could probably just do it with the deadbolt. Sometimes the deadbolt, you just push in the door a little bit, put some pressure on it, then turn the bolt. So you kind of create that seal. That would make a lot more sense than trying to wedge it against that. Because that's exactly what the lock does. It holds it, tightens the door tightly closed. So I would adjust the lock and forget about the weather stripping for the moment. Are these wood jams with the weather stripping sort of inserted into a groove?
Yes. Yes, they are.
So those pieces of trim with the weather stripping inserted into it, those usually will come off the door. So another thing to do here is you could take that weather stripping, those pieces off, and actually move that. It's essentially a piece of trim. Move that closer to the door and reattach it as well. So either way, you need to basically get the door closer to the weather stripping. The easiest way to do it is just to adjust the lock, though. So you're adjusting the striker, not the lock set. You're adjusting the strike, that metal plate that's in the door jamb.
Okay, and because naturally that's screwed into there, do I just fill the old screw hole with...
No, what you do here is you unscrew it, you pull it out, right? And then you move the plate closer by a quarter inch or whatever gap you have to close, okay? You probably have to notch out the door jamb to fit the new one. Then look at how the holes line up. You may be moved over far enough where you actually will have a shot at making a brand new hole and you can ignore the old one. If you can't, what you want to do is take a small piece of wood. I usually use pieces of cedar shingles. I put a little glue on them. I shove them in the old screw hole. Break them off flush to kind of create a wood plug, and then you can drive a new screw next to it.
Fantastic. All right. I think I will try that first, and if that doesn't work, then I'll try moving the trim.
Okay. Good luck, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks, it's cracked, or even it's worn, now is a great time to clean it and seal it. I mean, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance you do is going to depend on whether you have a concrete, asphalt, or paver brick driveway.
First, let's talk about those oil stains. You can mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate into a paste. You'll find this in the paint aisle of any hardware store. Now apply the TSP paste wet to the stain and then let it sit for an hour or more, then rinse. Now the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully removed with this approach as long as you fix the car first.
Yeah, that's true, Tom, but if you guys have an asphalt driveway that also needs to be resealed, you can use an asphalt compatible product. You got to fill those gaps, any cracks, holes, and then use a disposable squeegee and apply an airport grade latex sealer over the entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear for the applying and drying time, since any rain is going to cause that sealer to run onto the sidewalks and into the street, and it will leave a very dark, unremovable stain that truly will not come out no matter how much you pressure wash it. So definitely look for the forecast. Then you want to go ahead and follow with a generous drying period, couple of days. So again, watch out for the rain. And you're going to have a beautiful, attractive automotive entrance. It really does make the surface look so fresh and black and new. Like, it's really great.
Now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Concrete resurfacers are specially formulated to stick to old concrete, and they're going to leave your driveway looking almost brand new. If you want some more tips, check out our post, Driveway Sealing and Maintenance, on MoneyPit.com.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of... how do I say it? For drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight lined. One system will be tight lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated, long 200 foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the... They've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay, and they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with a brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Jake's calling in from Ontario, Canada, with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling because I'm doing some home renovations, obviously, and I'm starting to paint a room, and I'm wondering what my best option is with regards to which order I should do things. So I have baseboards on the walls. Just wondering if it's a good idea to take the baseboards off before painting, or should I paint with the baseboards on, and what order? Walls first, baseboards first, stuff like that.
There's an amazing invention called masking tape, Jake. And it does the trick with protecting those baseboards. So, I mean, obviously you need to prep, and prep is really the hardest part of painting. So getting the drop cloths down and getting everything masked off so you can separate the colors. Now, are the baseboards painted now?
They are, yeah. I just don't like the color.
So what I would do is I would paint the baseboards first. I would paint all the trim first because you can be a little sloppy about that. You don't have to mask them off because if it gets on the wall, you're going to paint the wall anyway. So I would go ahead and paint the baseboards first and the trim. And then after it dries for a couple of days, then I would mask it off very, very carefully. So that you can paint the wall colors, whatever color you want. Then, of course, the first step with wall painting is to do what we call the cut-in, where you paint along that masking tape line, and establish that edge around that border around the walls and around the floor where the baseboard is, and then you can fill the rest in with a roller.
So with the masking tape, is it a good idea to remove the masking tape right away, or should I let the paint dry and then remove it?
Yeah, let it dry first.
Okay.
And if it starts to peel a little bit of the paint off, sometimes that happens, just take a razor blade and just slice the paint that went between the masking tape and the wall. There's also different types of masking tape that have absorbance built into it that's designed to specifically stop that from happening. One is frog tape, a little bit more expensive, but it has an absorbent built into it, so it sort of gives you a much cleaner edge without that sort of rippy kind of masking tape edge that can happen sometimes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, winter is fast approaching, and space heaters can definitely help warm up those cold, chilly spaces, but they'll only do so if they can actually circulate the heat. So we're going to share a new design in infrared heaters that delivers both infrared and convective heat. It's going to get the job done when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Good homes
better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Well, we've all got chilly spaces in our homes where the home's heating system has trouble keeping up the warmth. And space heaters can be a solution, but they can only handle a very small area.
Well, Eden Pure has just released the Gen 40 heater, which works by combining infrared heating and convective heating to warm a room from ceiling to floor. So joining us to explain exactly how it works is Tyson Wend with Eden Pure. Welcome, Tyson.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So, look, heat's going to be more expensive than ever this particular winter, and everybody's got a room in their house or two that it's chilly and gets uncomfortable. And typically what you do when that happens is you reach for the thermostat, right, and you crank up the heat. But that's a really expensive way to fix that problem. I think the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater is a much better option. You guys have really designed a very nice unit here. We had a chance to play with it, and it's pretty impressive.
Well, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we all hear it in the news. You know, inflation is surging and prices are going up on everything, and that includes your heating bills. In fact, they're actually expected to skyrocket this winter, and it doesn't matter what you use to heat your house, whether it's natural gas, electric, heating oil, they're all going up this year, and it's going to end up costing you more to heat your home this winter. But with the Eden Pure Gen 40, as soon as you turn it on, you're going to end up saving money. It's just a more efficient way to heat your home. In fact, we're getting so many comments from Gen 40 owners where they're reporting just massive savings on their heating bills. And this combination of word of mouth and the expected higher heating bills this winter is leading to huge demand on the Gen 40, and we're actually having a hard time keeping them in stock this winter.
You know, I was looking at the reviews on your website, and you had, I think, almost 900 five-star reviews. That was really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people really love the Gen 40.
So tell us how these technologies have sort of combined. You're using an infrared heating technology, but also convective heat that I think people usually associate with cooking. So what is this combination?
That's right, Leslie. So how the Gen 40 works is we've actually combined two different heating technologies, infrared and convective heat. So infrared heat, it works by heating objects directly. So say, for example, you know, we're warming your body is actually getting directly warmed. So that's why you're going to experience bone-soothing warmth with infrared heat. And then we also have the convective heat, which works by heating the air all around you. So it's actually going to end up surrounding you in a blanket of heated air. So by using these two forms of heating technology, the Gen 40 is actually going to make you feel warmer while reducing your heating bills.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, very often folks will say, hey, I've got a room or two in the house that I'm not using, but I'm still heating it. Can I just turn that off? Well, you can, but you're still trying to heat the rest of the house with now what is probably an oversized and very wasteful unit. So if you were to turn down your main heat and use the Gen 40 in the areas that you're occupying, your kitchen, your living room, your dining room, and so on, you're going to end up with a significantly reduced heating cost by kind of just taking those simple steps.
You're absolutely right, Tom. By using that, what we call zone heating, by turning off, you know, turning down that thermostat and only heating the rooms that you're actually in with the Gen 40, that's what's also going to really lead to that huge savings on your heating bills.
Now, it's always interesting when you think you want to add in this sort of assisted heating to really just help with the heating of the space, but you've got kids, you've got pets, so you always kind of worry about mixing the two. How does the Gen 40 sort of play along when you have a more active household?
I'm glad you brought up safety, Leslie. So you always hear it in the news every winter season. You know, those other heaters on the market, they're just huge safety hazards and end up causing fires. What happens is there's no safety shutoffs on these units, and a lot of them, they actually have exposed heating elements. So, you know, curious children, pets running around, you know, they actually end up getting burned on these heaters. But with the Gen 40, it has multiple safety features. At Eden Pure, we really pride ourselves with safety on our heaters. One of them is we actually have a tip-over shutoff on the Gen 40. So what that means is, say, a child or a pet, you know, is running around playing near the Gen 40 and knocks it over, the Gen 40 is actually going to sense that and shut itself off. And then we also have an overheat shutoff on the Gen 40. So say, for example, something blocks the Gen 40 or covers it up, for example, like, you know, your window curtains, you know, happen to drape over it or something, the Gen 40 will start to overheat because of that blockage, sense this overheating, and shut itself off before something bad happens.
That's fantastic.
And that's why with all these safety features, on the Gen 40, that's what makes it so safe to be around children and pets.
I tell you, you guys have done a great job on the design of the Gen 40 as well. It's really unique. It doesn't look like any other space heater that I've ever seen. The fan kind of oscillates back and forth and up and down, so it really is very efficient in the way it distributes the warm air around you and around the rest of the room. So good job on that. It's nice to have a device like that, an appliance that actually looks great in your house at the same time.
Thanks, Tom. We really wanted this heater, the Gen 40, to, you know, look like a nice piece of, almost like a piece of art, you know, inside your home.
I mean, it is super stylish. I was truly, you know, surprised when we opened the packaging. I was like, this is gorgeous. I'm like, this really is something you want to have out, and it works fantastically well. I'm always cold, so this makes me so, so, so happy.
And right now, if you're a Money Pit listener, you can actually get an additional $50 off, not the retail price, but actually the lowest sale price, by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Here's where you go. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter discount code MONEYPIT50. Now, the Gen 40 retails for $447, but it's on sale now for $247. And since you're a Money Pit listener, you get $50 off the sale price. So you're going to get the $447 Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure for only $197. That's a heck of a deal for a really good-looking, effective, and beautifully made product, the Gen 40 from EdenPure. So, again, go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the discount code MONEYPIT50. Tyson, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Way to go on this product. Looks great, performs fantastic, and I know that our listeners are going to love it.
Thanks so much for having me on, you guys. I really appreciate it.
The garbage disposer is one of the greatest kitchen appliances ever invented, but when it gets jammed, it really can slow down all that holiday meal prep and cleanup.
We'll give you a few plumber-free steps to help get that disposal running again when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
Yep, and that's why Leslie and I both have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. When the utility power fails, our Kohler generators turn on in less than 10 seconds and keep everything running like nothing ever happened.
Everyone on my block knows that I have a Kohler generator because my lights are always on, even when theirs are not. And without my Kohler generator, I mean, I couldn't do the radio show. I'd have to throw away all the food in the freezer. And what on earth would two teen boys do without the internet?
Back up your home's power like we back up ours with a Kohler generator. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. That's poweredbykohler, KOHLER.com. And right now, listeners who order a unit before November 18th will also get a free 10-year extended warranty, a $995 value, and you'll save up to $750 on select models. So go to poweredbykohler.com today. Kohler generators, backup power from a name you can trust. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings.
LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DieschCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, why don't you do yourselves a favor? We've got lots more information to share and lots to help you with. So go ahead and follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Now we've got Linda in Pennsylvania on the line with an insulation question. Welcome, Linda.
We have a two-story house built in the late 1980s. In the winter, it's colder upstairs than downstairs, and especially in the summer, it's just really hot upstairs. We have a whole house fan, and I don't want to get rid of that. The one person that had come and talked to us about insulation said we should get rid of that. I don't know whether the fan has blown some of the insulation over that blocks the soffit vents, that we're not getting enough circulation. So I guess I just don't really know what to do about adding more insulation.
All right. Well, first of all, a 1980s house probably has a minimal amount of insulation. What you really want is 15 or 20 inches of insulation. Do you have decent space in the attic? Can you walk around up there?
No.
Okay. So how is it constructed? Is it made of trusses where it's hard to get around?
Yes, and it's not real high in the center. I mean, you can get around, but no, it's not very high up there.
I would have blown-in insulation installed because you can easily, you know, a professional can get that where it has to go. Professionals are also good at making sure that the baffles are in place, which keeps it out of the soffits. And then when it comes to the whole house fan, you should have a cover for that for the wintertime just to kind of seal it up a little bit, perhaps cover it with some sort of an insulation blanket, and then you could pull that off in the summertime. It will be a source of energy loss, so you have to kind of take that additional step. But I agree, it's a great thing to have. But I will say it must have good exit venting, though, too. Do you have big gable vents on the side walls of the house? Because when you turn that fan on, you don't want to pressurize the attic. You want to make that air go out.
No, we have the ridge vent, and when they replaced the roof a couple years ago, they did put in, they said there is a slightly larger size ridge vent, and that's what they put in.
All right, well, then that's probably big enough to handle the exhaust venting. So that's what I would do. I would use blown-in insulation. Now, around the fan itself, what the installer will do is put sort of a wall around that made of sort of like a stiff cardboard or some type of material like that so that they can pile the insulation up higher against that opening and keep it away from the operation of the fan.
Okay.
It's done all the time, Linda, and it'll definitely make a big difference in how comfortable you feel in that house, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the busiest appliances in your kitchen this time of year has got to be the garbage disposer. And nothing puts the brakes on kitchen cleanup like a jammed one. So clearing it out, it's not hard, but you have to know what to do. So first of all, you really have to think about what you're feeding that disposer, because some foods are just prone to clogging that disposer right up, like a shrimp shell, pumpkin pulp, or really anything that's super stringy and fibrous. Now, if it does happen to get jammed, you want to turn it off and fish out the debris with something other than your hands, please. If your disposer still doesn't come on, you need to check the reset button, which is located at the bottom of the unit. Now, one touch of this reset button could save you a very unnecessary repair bill.
Now, if you've tried that and it still doesn't seem to be working right, then there might be something that's actually stopping the blades from running. Now, in that case, you want to look for the small socket on the bottom of the unit, which is for an Allen wrench that usually does come with the disposer. Now, with the power off, and I say again, with the power off, you can go ahead and wiggle that key back and forth to move the blades manually, and that's going to free up anything that's stuck in there. I actually walked my son's redoing this because he had cleaned his fishbowl, and some of the gravel got in there, and it jammed up the disposer. So we found the wrench, and he worked it back and forth until it freed up, and tell you what, we flipped that switch again. Hearing that disposer spin was a very sweet sound. I think it actually impressed the kid, which is hard to do.
Now, we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home, and in part of the basement, I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vent. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. Use the plastic Visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil, of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that'd be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists. Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Perhaps you're sitting by the fireplace and really enjoying that warm glow. Well, we want to make it better this winter season, so we're going to help you take care of those fireplace screens and clean them up for the rest of the season. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
Live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up in the afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button.
Bill wrote in and he says, we're looking to purchase a home built in the mid-1990s. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from the 1990s to today? Are there any drawbacks to houses built around that time? I mean, the music is way better from then.
I think so, yeah. I remember homes being built very quickly back then and not having some of the most durable materials. It was after the period of time when you had some really good structure with the older Douglas fir that homes were built in, like in the 50s and the 60s, was much better than what you had by the time you got to the 90s. The floor coverings were not as great. I think, basically, I would say that the 1990s era home probably suffers more wear and tear for its years than a home that's even older than that. So what I would tell you is that your systems are going to be fine, your heating and cooling, but they may be old. It's a really good age for you to make sure you get a really good home inspection on, because a home inspector can see through a lot of that and give you an idea as to how well it's all put together and whether or not you have any immediate repairs or potential future repairs. Sometimes they can spot those as well. Code-wise, codes have always gotten better. You know, I think there's probably more ground fault codes today. Certainly adding carbon monoxide detectors is a code change for today. I'm not thinking that there's a lot more than that that would be relevant to a home that would make a difference to you. Your windows are probably ready for replacement if they've not been done yet. You know, you can get 30 years or so out of a window, but these will probably get close to that age and will probably need to be replaced soon if they're not done already. The good news about that is if you go with replacement windows, they're really well made today, and so you can actually get a pretty good efficiency at a halfway decent price.
All right, now we've got David who says, I have a leak in my kitchen skylight that's been fixed. However, the track lighting has stopped working. That was underneath the skylight a few days after the leak. I bought a new power source supply and installed it, but it's still not working. What should I do, and can I do it myself?
No, you can't. I think you should take out the track lighting and replace it. Once water gets into that circuitry, it can cause all kinds of hassles and can be potentially unsafe. You know, the water is the one thing that you really have to be careful with electricity. Once those circuits get wet, it's definitely a problem. So I would stop DIYing this, David, and I would call a pro and have an electrician remove and replace that water damaged fixture or faucet.
All right, David, I hope that helps you out, and enjoy some new lighting. There's some really nice fixtures out there, so you're going to find something that's going to make that space really shine.
Well, if you guys would like to enjoy the warm glow of a fireplace this winter, you'd better make sure the screens are clean to start. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, I love a good fire in the fireplace, but if you really want to enjoy it, you got to clean that fireplace screen once or twice a season. Now, to get the job done right, you have to use a cleaning solution. Now, you're going to use about an 1/8 cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water, and that's going to do a great job on getting rid of all that caked-on dirt. So you gently scrub the screen with a soft bristled brush, and then you follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth, because that's going to help you avoid rusting on the screen. Then if there's any brass sections, you want to polish that with a brass cleaner and a lint-free cloth, and I'm telling you that screen is going to glow just like your fire and create the most perfect mood for a cozy winter holiday season. So get to it and enjoy those fires.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's not a very glamorous job, but sooner or later, everyone has to unclog a toilet. Now, clearing a toilet doesn't have to be an ordeal. We're going to share tips to get it done the easy way on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call CastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden hit the pause button again on student loan payments while a legal battle continues over his debt forgiveness plan.
The president's debt cancellation plan, which would offer up to $20,000 in relief for millions of borrowers, remains stalled in the face of legal challenges. Conservative opponents say the White House bypassed Congress to make laws. As court battles drag on, Mr. Biden has decided to extend the pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium was scheduled to expire on the 1st of January. Now it will extend until 60 days after the lawsuit is resolved. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police say a former student armed with a semi-automatic pistol and a revolver who killed four people and wounded 12 in two schools in Brazil on Friday had a swastika pinned to his vest and had been planning the attacks for 2 years. The shootings at a public school with elementary and middle school students and a private school, both located on the same street in the small town of Aracruz in Espírito Santo State in southeastern Brazil. The unofficial hat-tossing into the 2024 Republican presidential ring kicked off recently as potential candidates spoke to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says there are a number of common ideas or themes that any Republican candidate needs to advance.
We need to significantly rebuild our military. We need to increase defense spending substantially. We also need to refocus our military and get them back to the blocking and tackling of war fighting, being ready to fight tonight, not worrying about which pronouns our drill sergeants are using. American energy production. America is the world's fossil fuel superpower. We should be producing more of our oil and gas and coal, not just for ourselves, but for the rest of the world.
Cotton spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gupta here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Political turmoil continues in Peru with the appointment of a fifth prime minister since July. BBC correspondent Dan Collins has more in this report.
The appointment of Prime Minister Betsy Chavez comes as Congress accuses President Castillo of trying to dissolve the chamber. Mr. Castillo, for his part, says Congress has been trying to stage a coup against him. The previous Prime Minister, Aníbal Torres, resigned on Thursday after Parliament blocked a government request to hold a confidence vote. The two branches of government are in a high-stakes game of chess, Under Peru's constitution, if Congress gives two votes of no confidence to the Prime Minister, then the executive branch can dissolve the chamber and hold new legislative elections. Opposition lawmakers have twice tried and failed to impeach President Castillo and are scrambling for a third attempt.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Workers at the nation's only underground nuclear waste repository have started using a newly mined disposal area in the southern part of New Mexico.
Officials at the West Isolation Pilot Plant say the first containers of waste to be entombed came from the Oak Ridge National Lab in Tennessee, one of the many labs across the nation that package up waste and ship it to New Mexico. The new area consists of seven large rooms for placing special boxes and barrels packed with lab coats, rubber gloves, tools, and other debris contaminated with plutonium and radioactive elements. Jason Walker reporting.
Two New York City police officers being credited as heroes after saving a man who accidentally fell on the tracks at a Manhattan subway station. They were able to lift the man out of the way of an oncoming train in a daring rescue captured by body cameras. Or at townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Trudio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
For all of you who have served us, let us serve you. Veterans, police, firefighters, EMTs, and your families, please come join us on December 3rd for a servicemen's feast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall located at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. This is a free holiday lunch with all the fixings for you. Again, it's on December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. Presented by Missing in America Project. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back here, Alex Conant will be joining us shortly. Actually, 30 minutes. Founding partner of Firehouse Strategies. He made his name getting a lot of Republicans elected from George W. Bush to Marco Rubio. He's always done a good job, worked with Joni Ernst, and he's just an expert to give us an idea of what it looks like two years out, even with Donald Trump under investigations declaring again, and so many other Republicans indicating that they will be in soon. And then Julie Banderas will be with us before she joins Outnumbered at the top of the hour. And I'll be on the 5 tonight, so that'll be great. And again, I hope you guys all join me December 2nd. Just a few tickets left over in the Jersey Performing Arts Center. If you're listening, or WRCN, WABC, anywhere in the surrounding area, one of our 200-plus stations, hope you can join me then. It's a great night. It's so much fun. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This team is going to be in the underdog role, a role that they love and is very, very comfortable. Over decades, we've been very, very comfortable. So they have nothing to lose. And I think they will rise to the occasion. So the glass is half full.
According to Lexi Lawless, despite the tie, there are subplots, terraplots, and protests. We'll bring you the latest as Saudi Arabia has just pulled off the biggest upset in World Cup history.
Number two.
More of the country is more like Florida than, you know, we may want to believe. But majority of America is more, you know, rural and, you know, full of conservative values.
That is Charlemagne the God talking to Fox News Digital, saying, lining up. That's what candidates are doing right now, ringing against Donald Trump and for the GOP nomination. And on the left, not much there. Even those on the left admit it. Are they beginning to queue up Joe Biden for a quick exit? We'll discuss.
Number one.
We commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity.
Just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate.
Yes. Breaking news. Joke. Hunter Biden's laptop is real. It turns out we could take Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell, and take it from fiction to nonfiction. I'll inform her right away. The photos are authentic. The emails are authentic. Yup. The Biden family is all chronicled on a laptop that they dropped off in an independent repair station, just like we knew 2.5 years ago. But CBS just right now is pretending as if they just confirmed it. Julie Banderas joins us now, as promised. She is the author of Fiona's Fantastical Fort, and she's getting set to, is it true you're going to be on Outnumbered?
I am. I raced up here because I had to fit this show in first.
Is that what you're wearing?
Priority. This is what I'm wearing. Should I change?
No, I think it's great. I just want to know if you were dressing for me. Right? And if you had a radio outfit and a TV outfit.
You do realize usually when I'm on radio and I don't have to be on TV later, I usually come in here with wet hair and no makeup, right?
Right. I know. You know what? It seems like you're very comfortable.
Fancy today.
I would say that. No, it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you. I love you. That's why I made it happen for you.
Well,
today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to be on the five hours after.
Oh.
Is that
that's
okay?
A long day. No, your days are just so long. It's insane to me.
Right.
And you already do 6 hours of television and radio combined.
So you're
and
worried
now you're
about
do
it.
The fight. I do worry.
Are you worried for the public? I'm not going to have anything interesting to say because I'm all out of like.
No, you would never run out of it. If there's one person that will never run out of things to say, it's you. I think
that's a little bit insulting in a
no,
way.
No, it's
right?
actually true. Ask your producers.
Oh. So Julie, I'm being sarcastic here, and you're better being sarcastic than I'll ever be.
No way.
CBS confirmed Catherine Herridge, you know what a great reporter she is.
Yes.
Pretending as if they just broke the news that upon further review that we believe the laptop is real. They go through this whole gymnastics. I mean, I was just beside myself. Here's 13 seconds of the discovery.
We commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity.
Just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate.
No kidding. We knew this from day one.
Yeah, I can't understand why everybody else hasn't been on board. I mean, I do understand why, obviously. They were trying to protect the president. They were trying to protect the Bidens. But, I mean, it's all the evidence is out there. And I think you know why it's actually coming out now is because the Republicans are going to lead an investigation. Now that the Republicans have taken control of the House, this is actually going to become something that everyone's going to be talking about. And the mainstream media can no longer ignore it because the investigation's out there. The evidence is out there. The evidence has been out there since before the election. That's what's so gross. Is that they're just now talking about it now after the man's been in the office for 2 years.
So now it's trending on Twitter, and you see all these people from CNN, from Morning Joe, from just saying it's a joke, and there's 20, all these 50-plus experts who come out and say that there's definitely typical Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
Remember this exchange with 60 Minutes. For some reason, Donald Trump decides to do the interview with Leslie Stahl, and he brings up the laptop.
Yep.
He said all this stuff about corrupt business dealings with 50 separate nations between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And this is what Leslie Stahl says, cut to.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest.
You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
I mean, 2 years later, CBS News finally confirms what we've all known all along, that it was verified and the president, the former President Trump, was right. God forbid. But they don't obviously going. By the way, the other thing is, I wonder if there's going to be any kind of like walking back. Well, you know what? Maybe we were wrong to not cover
it. Dismiss it.
Yeah, but they're not going to admit any fault whatsoever. They buried it under the rug. That's all there was to it, because the Republicans have said in Congress that there have been plenty of evidence, sufficient evidence, and don't tell me that Hunter Biden didn't have conversations with his father about dealings with Russia and China.
Well, that's what's going to come out.
It's absolutely. Why isn't there an investigation? I know it's impossible, near impossible, to subpoena a sitting president, and I get that, but why wasn't he subpoenaed before the election? About his involvement with Hunter.
Because people came out and ran cover for him, and 51 intel experts from Michael Hayden
right.
to James Clapper to Brennan to a lot of people that I couldn't believe. Morrell, Mike Morrell, who's been on here before. So these are all, and that's why when Trump brought it up, he said 51 experts says it's classic Russian disinformation, which, by the way, is a lie. So look at Joe Biden sat up there, knew he was involved in these deals with 50 separate countries, knew intimately what was going on. We got him on voicemail twice saying this. And knowing that he just looked into the camera and said, no, classic Russian disinformation, knowing it was his son's laptop. Add this. He did a book tour. Hunter wrote a book and did a book tour. Right. And with friendly outlets, Jimmy Kimmel even said, is the laptop really? He goes, I don't know. I don't know. So it's, you're never going to get me. You'll never pursue me. I'll write a book and try to make money. And I dare you to go dig into my background because no one's listening.
That's blatant narcissism because, quite frankly, he dangled it in the public's eye, assuming that nobody's going to jump on this information, knowing that the mainstream media is going to back his father no matter what. So, in other words, Hunter Biden can do no wrong.
Right.
That is essentially what Hunter Biden proved with his book, and his own father condoned it.
Well, let me ask you something, and I don't want you to try this. But and I won't either. But if I wanted to smoke crack, take my clothes off, and go get hookers, who's covering for me?
You mean again?
Yeah.
Your dogs?
Right.
I don't know.
Nobody's covering. Nobody's covering for me. Believe me. John Paul Mac Isaac. I think it's are these all four names? He's the guy with the beret.
Okay.
Again, we're dealing with the beret. This is a guy who got the laptop dropped off. Hunter never responded to calls,
right.
So he actually took ownership, but he didn't pay his $85 bill. This is what he said it's been like for him as a whistleblower. Cut four.
I have been dealing with retaliation from multiple fronts for the past 2 years when what I did was leaked to the country. I'm expecting it, and I'm going to expect it to continue. It's just when people are threatened, they fight back.
Yeah, I think it's going to turn around for him. I think more and more people are going to be asking for interviews. Remember, Tony Bobulinski was brought up in the CBS report. The main thing is Catherine Herridge. Catherine Herridge is going through this. You knew she left before she left Fox. She
knew
this was
information
real.
Before she got to CBS. I mean, she's been working at Fox for many years. She knew all of this was out there. I would imagine that she brought the information with her to CBS and was probably turned down multiple times before now, because now they would just look foolish if they didn't go forward with the story. So, and there's going to be so much more. I mean, if you think that this, what we know now is only the tip of the iceberg, I think there is so much more to be discovered in this. And I think that all the mainstream media are now running scared because they know they are going to be caught up in the lie that they helped protect.
So the thing is, legally, I personally, I'm going to take another step, and this is just an assumption. With the midterms done, Democrats don't feel any urge to protect Joe Biden. So let the facts fall where they may. You're not jeopardizing the only Democrat that could possibly get elected against Donald Trump. You're not jeopardizing and tarring a Democrat right before the midterm elections. Now at 80 years old, clearly lost his fastball 6, 8, 10 years ago. Now let the chips fall where they may. And that's why they're all lining up to say, yeah, I was late. Didn't know. You know, we had a guy get fired, whatever it is. Here's Jonathan Turley on where this whole thing is heading. Cut nine. Cut seven. Sorry.
And yet Merrick Garland has refused to appoint a special counsel. I don't question the appointment of a special counsel on the Trump issue. He is a presidential candidate. That's within the strike zone. One can defend that. But you can't defend it if you're not appointing a special counsel, in my view, in the Hunter Biden matter. That involves the sitting president of the United States.
So that's the trouble he has. Why call the special counsel right after he announces and the House flips?
Mm-hmm.
And then this comes out, CBS puts it forward, and this brings things up. I'm just wondering, I haven't flipped around in a while. Have you flipped around? Are they even covering this anywhere?
No, not at all. I mean, they're not covering it. They're covering January 6th still. That's all they're going to cover until an actual investigation comes forward. A special counsel should absolutely look into the president's involvement, because if the president was involved in this, the ramifications are huge. I mean, not only did the president lie, which, I mean, if the tables were turned and it was a Republican president, there would be an all-out outcry for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. I mean, imagine if we had a Republican in the House, and this is, I mean, in the White House, and this was the scenario
surrounding
it.
He's already called out for a dead congresswoman. He wants to know if she was there. That's enough for the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
So this guy, Curtis Hoke, He's with Newsbusters. He says this is what it means that CBS is confirming this. Cut nine.
Tony Bobulinski came up today on CBS. That was the first time in network news that Tony Bobulinski's name has been mentioned, which is just absolutely astonishing in and of itself. Yeah, so the next question for CBS is, you want to go deeper about the contents of the laptop. You want to talk about specific emails. You want to follow up on the reporting of the Daily Mail and others. And for the others, yeah, you want to get to that point because they take their cues from the New York Times and the Washington Post, these major papers. So you would think that they, too, would want to follow to at least get ahead of this story. But CBS is now out there saying it's real, it's not fake, after years of conspiracy theories. They have eggs on their faces.
That's a bigger question. Yeah. Do they follow up?
And do I don't know. Does Leslie Stahl do a follow-up interview and issue the former president an apology? Because, honestly, that is another question that I have for Leslie Stahl, because that interview, we're going to be talking about it a lot. If I were her, I would want to clear the air.
Now, is
say,
this on Outnumbered today?
Yes, we're going to be talking about
so this. So Leslie Stahl was so dismissive. You remember she did the interview after Trump won and how angry she was? Yeah. You almost didn't want to be there. And this was her smug way of saying, now here's your exit interview.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, and the other part of this whole thing that really bothers me is that nobody bothered to pay attention to, let's say, the New York Post, which is owned by News Corp. They broke the story 769 days, to be exact, before CBS did. So now I'm wondering if all the other networks will follow suit.
Right. A couple of things. The people who are listening right now, it's not about his son and this dad lying about his son who's addicted to drugs. What this is about is high-stakes international business deals trading on the Biden name with nothing else of substance, saying, you know me, my dad is vice president, my dad's been doing this for 50 years, his inroads in the Senate are impeccable, and without peer, that's what I could bring you. And that's why these deals are being done, and that's what Tony Bobulinski helped engineer, because they had no experience. And when they started stabbing him in the back, and it looked like this was becoming anti-American behavior, deals with CEFC, an energy company in China, that's when he said, wait a second, you're double dealing, you're dealing me out.
You're double dipping. First of all, as the president of the United States, you're not allowed to have any business dealings with anyone. President Trump had to relinquish his companies to his children because he could not be part of the Trump administration,
and they couldn't
right?
do international deals.
Yeah, no, he couldn't. So, you know, Trump, the name, his business, had to be set off to his kids. So now the president that we have currently could have potentially been involved in business dealings that amount in the billions of dollars. Not only that, but also compromises U.S. security, as far right. as I'm concerned. I mean, we're talking about Russia and China here. They are not our friends. And so the president was basically doing dealings with the enemy, or at least overseeing it. You know that Hunter Biden didn't think of all of this on his own. He leans to his father. He tells his father everything.
And
you
the
can't
other thing
deny
is,
that he didn't tell you what he was up to.
And I go back to this, too. Do you know anybody that has addiction problems?
I have known people that right. have addiction
Do you know
problems.
The worst thing to do is put them under stress, especially
That's
holidays?
True. Yeah.
And he knows his son's got huge addiction problems.
Yeah.
And he's saying, yeah, go out to Ukraine and go cut a deal with Burisma. Go to China. Go to Kazakhstan. Go meet with the Moscow mayor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're putting that son out there to represent you? Not only is it a bad thing business-wise,
yeah.
but if you care about him, and I'm sure you do, you would never put him in that spot.
No.
You know, you let him benefit from it, use his advice, because you say he's the smartest person you know. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and of course, Julie Banderas on Outnumbered shortly. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. Call 800-715-9880. That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today. Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is Fox on Justice. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans is siding with Texas over big tech, upholding Texas law that prevents social media companies from removing posts based on a person's political ideology. The appeals court in its ruling says if they ruled in favor of social media platforms, the precedent that would set could be dangerous, paving the way for other companies like banks, phone companies, email providers to be able to decline service to a customer that supports an unfavorable political party or candidate or business. The appeal court judge in his ruling writing this, quote, the platforms argued that buried somewhere in the person's enumerated right to free speech lies a corporation's unenumerated right to muzzle speech. Today, we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say. Tech companies can appeal and likely will, potentially taking the fight all the way to the Supreme Court over the future of online speech. Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis. And a look at new movies this November, including Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
This is one of the biggest and most important sequels that Marvel Studios has ever made. I am happy to say that they do deliver. Of course, this film is wrapped around just a big tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who we sadly lost in between installments.
Also in theaters November 11th, Bones and All.
Yeah, I would say it's a love story slash thriller set in this world of cannibalism, which sounds weird and crazy and scary.
Thanksgiving weekend brings Steven Spielberg's autobiographical, The Fabelmans.
This film is very much about him growing up, finding his love of movie making and how that shapes him, as well as how what's happening within his own family shapes the filmmaker that he eventually becomes.
That holiday weekend, there's also war drama Devotion and the animated film Strange World. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I really think, look, we are, I think when historians look back at our time, they will not divide us into red and blue and Republican, Democrat. They're like, the things that were wrong with us, we're wrong with both sides in different ways. I do think they manifest in a more dangerous way on the right. But on the left, there is a rot. And it comes from academia.
Yes.
And it filters down.
And that is Bill Maher continuing to make sense. I mean, he's way to the left. He rips Republicans more. He says, but Republicans seem to Julie Banderas, Republicans seem to only pull out the parts where I talk bad about Democrats. I go, not really. People like your show because it's more interesting to go at both sides, even if it's only a third.
Yeah. I never thought I'd hear the words Bill Maher continuing to make sense out of your mouth.
I know.
But lately he really has, right?
For about a year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I think it's because it's finally like the chips are all falling. And I mean, I think the Democrats are starting to realize that they're screwed come the next presidential election. Because honestly, Biden doesn't stand a chance up against Trump or up against, quite frankly, anyone.
I think he does, though.
How about Ron DeSantis? I mean, he's another strong candidate.
But, Julie, I think that unless Trump can find a way to get moderates and independents, I don't think he wins. Like, unless there's got to be a different game plan. For example, there are certain teams, matchup make fights. There are certain teams that are never going to beat another team. Certain fighters never going to beat another fighter. See, Trump has to have something to bring in other people.
To be honest with you, I don't think Trump's going to be the nominee. I really, truly believe Ron DeSantis is going to be the nominee. I'm telling you, I almost would put money on this. I believe it's going to be Ron DeSantis. All the biggest GOP donors are behind Citadel CEO, and you name it. The list goes on. They're all backing Ron DeSantis, and I think that's where. And I think a lot of people really like what he did with COVID. He likes, you know, what he's done with the economy in Florida. I think it's going to come down to Ron DeSantis.
Well, I just think Nikki Haley
up against Biden. I don't think Biden stands a chance.
Well, I mean, if you get to South Carolina, Nikki Haley's extremely popular there, right?
I could see her with Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley.
Tim Scott is going to be in there, and then you see. There's some other people in Rick Scott for one. Number two, Mike Pompeo. I don't know if certainly has the resume. And then Chris Christie is dynamic. One thing you could say about that. And who knows? Governor Hogan will be in, but I don't think him getting any traction.
No, but so you just went through all those names. Who do the Democrats have?
Good question.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Sherman Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Republicans spent as much time fighting each other as we did the Democrats. It is time to quit eating our own. The truth is, Americans weren't trusting the state of our party. They don't want chaos. They want strength and stability and unity. We didn't have that. We have to look in the mirror. The Republican Party has lost a popular vote in the last 7 out of 8 presidential elections. That's saying something. We're behind the times, and we have to be honest with ourselves. Joe Biden turns 80 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mr. President, but it's time for a younger generation to lead across the board.
That is Nikki Haley, who said here on this show many times, well, if Donald Trump runs, I won't run. That's not the case, I don't think, anymore. Mike Pompeo kind of said, I'm not really deciding yet what I'm going to do. Well, decide the new year, no doubt about it. He said people don't want the drama. And then you have Ron DeSantis, who says the best is yet to come. Alex Conan joins us now, knows all about politics, especially Florida. Communications Director for Marco Rubio. Tim Pawlenty, done work with Conan, who served as White House spokesperson during President George W. Bush's second term, now is his own consultant company. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, there's a lot of things going on right now on the Republican side, and people are kind of waiting. People are kind of waiting to see what's happening with Democrats, not seeing necessarily any front runner or anybody replace Joe Biden. How would you describe the talent on the right?
Look, I think when you look at 2024, I think we've got obviously a very vulnerable president if Joe Biden's running for re-election. And there's no bench in the Democratic Party. If Biden's not running for re-election, there's not obvious who their nominee is going to be. So I think if you're a Republican and you're looking at the White House in 2024, I know we just had a disappointing midterm election, but you got to feel bullish about 2024, about winning back the White House in 2024. And I think that's going to draw out a lot of candidates. As we saw in Las Vegas this weekend, that was the clip you just played for Nikki Haley. There was a get together of powerful Republicans in Las Vegas, And I was gobsmacked at how strong our bench is. There's at least a dozen people who I think could easily win the White House if they were our nominee next year. So as a Republican, I feel very good about the 2024 election. It's going to be a long way. It's going to be really interesting to see how the primary shakes out. But I'm not surprised that a lot of people are taking a close look at it, including Nikki Haley there.
Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of how it's going to play out, Alex, you live this. But I actually think the American people are becoming mini consultants. And they're saying, well, I might like this guy. I might like this woman. But if you can't get Democrats independents, I'm tired of losing. Do you think people are going to be savvy enough to back a candidate that can win rather than just one that they like?
Look, Republican voters are traditionally very pragmatic. And, I mean, you even go back to 2016 when I worked for Marco Rubio. I thought Rubio was the best candidate. I think a lot of the folks in Washington, D.C., a lot of people in the media, heck, people in Hillary Clinton's campaign, thought Rubio was going to be the strongest general election candidate. That's in part why we took a lot of incoming flack during the primaries. But you know what? The voters knew best. And Donald Trump won the nomination and obviously went on to win the election. I do think that Republican primary voters, especially in presidential campaigns, are very pragmatic. And I think for anyone who's running for president, if you're thinking about running for president on the Republican side, a big part of their message needs to be, I'm a winner, I can win. Frankly, I think that's why a lot of the early appeal right now for Ron DeSantis, a lot of the excitement around Ron DeSantis is because he's a proven winner. I mean, but what he just did in Florida, and as you mentioned, I've worked on a lot of campaigns in Florida, what DeSantis did there was historic and unbelievable. From just a pure politics perspective, what he did, winning Miami-Dade County, winning by almost 20 points in a swing state was really impressive. And you have to take that into consideration when you're thinking about, well, who's going to be our best candidate in 2024.
So Mike Pence is not known as electrifying speaker or personality, but in terms of accomplishments and respect, I think he has a lot of it. I want you to hear a little bit about what he's doing with his book tour, because he's splitting the difference. He doesn't necessarily want to start a fight with Trump, but he's also proud of what he did, Cut 16.
But what I won't do is I won't join those that want to dismiss the 4 years of our administration and all that we accomplished for the American people. But as I write in So Help Me God, the president's leadership was central to our success in everything that was accomplished, whether it be rebuilding our military or decisions he made as commander-in-chief to allow our armed forces to crush the ISIS caliphate and take out their leader, to allow our armed forces to take out Qasem Soleimani, a man responsible for the death.
And he runs through a lot of the things that you already know about, the Republicans will be citing, of accomplishments. He's like, include me in that, everything except January 6th. Can that be an effective message?
I think so. I mean, it's actually the same message that Donald Trump seems to be using. I watched his announcement speech the other day. And it was all about his record. And so I think if you are a Republican, whether you're Donald Trump or somebody who served in the administration like a former vice president or even a Nikki Haley or Pompeo, I think you absolutely want to run on Trump's accomplishments because they are impressive. And they're obviously going to be very popular. The policies are very popular, not just with Republican voters, but most of Trump's policies are really popular with independent voters, the independent voters that we need to win if we're going to win the White House back in 2024. What's not so popular is a lot of Trump's personality traits, the tweets, the constant controversies, the constant chaos that seems to surround him. And so I think you're going to see people like Mike Pence try to stay as close as they can to his policies, really embrace the Trump policies while distancing themselves from some of the more negative aspects that are clearly turning off independent voters, why we lost in 2020, arguably why we lost or at least underperformed a bit in the midterms with some of the non-policy issues. I think we really want to get the party back and our candidates back focused on those policies that are popular, not just with our base, but with the independent voters.
I think that's important. Alex, do you think that Trump is the front runner right now?
Yeah, unquestionably. Yeah, Trump's the front runner right now. Simply, he's got about 35% of the party that's pretty much locked up. And in a big field, you're going to win with 35%. Heck, in 2016, those early primaries, he was only getting about 30 to 40%, 35% of the vote. But if you're running against six people, you're the winner. And so I think he is the front runner right now. That said, I think it's going to be a very competitive and very fluid nomination. I think there's a lot of Republican primary voters. They like Trump, but they're also open to the next generation. They're interested in Ron DeSantis. They want to hear what some of the other candidates have to say. I think there's going to be a crowded debate stage. And, as you mentioned, I've worked on a lot of presidential campaigns. And the one thing I've learned is that they are long, they're really unpredictable. And whoever you think is going to be the front runner rarely is come the Iowa caucuses.
When would you start announcing?
There's going to be a lot of ups and downs.
When would you start announcing? Well, we know the president, the former president, said he was anxious to announce. I'm really not sure why, but maybe it's legal. But when do we see the other announcements?
So here's what I think. I think every candidate needs to run their own campaign. And my advice is don't let Trump or any other candidate dictate your own strategy. So if you're Ron DeSantis, I think it makes a lot of sense to go rack up some more policy wins in Florida during his legislative session early next year and then announce late summer. But I think if you're somebody like Mike Pence or Mike Pompeo, or even Nikki Haley, somebody who really is going to need to do well in Iowa and New Hampshire if they're going to emerge as the nominee, the clock's ticking on them because those voters in Iowa and New Hampshire, they want to get to know them. And so if you don't announce till next summer, you've wasted a lot of time when you could be out there cultivating donors and more importantly, voters in those early states. So I think every strategy is a little bit different.
Would you say winter's too soon?
Not necessarily. You go back to 2008, Barack Obama announced in February. I thought, that made sense during that presidential cycle. I think January, February, March, on the Rubio campaign, I believe we announced in late March. I'd have to go back and double check that, but I'm pretty sure we announced in late March. I think you want to – presidential campaigns are so complicated and really hard, and you're constantly running against the clock. So I think the earlier you announce, the more time you have to build the sort of campaign to introduce yourself to the voters. So, I think if you're somebody like Ron DeSantis who has so many advantages at the outset, you can wait a little bit longer. But for most of these candidates, I think winter is when you really need to start turning the wheels and getting going.
Interesting, too, because on the left, this Joe Biden situation is fascinating because CBS now admitting the laptop's real. That would link the president to about 50 different countries and international business deals. I'm not sure how many Democrats run cover for him. He got through the midterms already. He's 80 years old, and a lot of them have their own ambitions.
Well, that's right. And I think, look, I served in the Bush administration after we lost Congress in 2006, and that was not a pleasant experience. The amount of oversight you can get from Congress can make the White House a very uncomfortable place. And clearly, I think House Republicans are this going to be a big priority and a big focus of House Republicans. If Biden is running again, and if it looks like Trump is going to be the Republican nominee again, you're going to see a united Democratic Party. But there's a lot of ifs in there, and I agree with you. I don't know how much political capital some Democrats are going to want to spend defending Hunter Biden over the next couple of months.
And lastly, Governor Chris Christie and Governor Hogan mentioned Trump. He's chaos. He's unfit. He shouldn't be president. He can't be whatever it is. The others just talk about use code words like chaotic, like competent. But they're not calling out the president. Obviously, DeSantis didn't engage. What's the right strategy?
Well, I think it's early. And I think to Nikki Haley's point in that clip you played, Republicans don't like to see Republicans attack each other as a general rule. And look, Trump is guilty of that as well. Like sometimes he attacks other Republicans, and I don't think that goes over too well with most Republican voters. And there's nothing the media loves more than Republican on Republican violence. So I think especially in the early days, candidates need to be very careful about attacking each other, about attacking fellow Republicans. There is going to be a time and place for that, believe me. Once we get into the meat of the campaign next fall and we start having all of these debates, there's going to be a lot of back and forth, and we'll really see which candidates are able to take a punch and which candidates are able to throw a punch. But there's a time and place for that, and that's not for quite a while.
Got it. Alex, who are you working with?
Oh, I'm just watching the field develop right now. I don't have a favorite in this race. I like a lot of the candidates. I've gotten to know a lot of these people over the last 10 years. I'm excited about the bench, but I'm just a very interested observer at this point.
Right, and I think I have to bring up Chris Sununu too. Extremely likable and successful and experienced.
Absolutely. I mean, our governors, and you look at Sununu, you look at Youngkin. Obviously, DeSantis, who we talked about, our governors are really, really impressive. And it's been a while since we've had a governor as a nominee of a party. It wouldn't surprise me if 2024 is the time for that.
Go get him, Alex. Thanks so much. Founding partner of Firehouse Strategies, Alex Conan. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be back. I'll take some of your calls. Also, go over the biggest upset in World Cup history. Yeah, we'll go through it. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burger, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
As we get a respite from the heat, the cooler months tend to bring more respiratory viruses. And I'm not talking about COVID. Respiratory syncytial virus, commonly known as RSV, is a common cold pathogen. By the age of 5, just about everyone has been exposed to it. While the majority of people will be able to brush it off as a cold, the very young and very old may not be able to. RSV causes about 3.6 million hospitalizations every year, and nearly a quarter million young children across the globe will die from complications of RSV. RSV also causes about 159,000 hospitalizations and 10,000 deaths every year in adults 65 and over, similar to flu rates. After decades of trying without success, 4 new RSV vaccines may be nearing review by the FDA, and more than a dozen others are in testing. While these may not help us this year, this may be the last year we head into RSV season without strong protection. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A first-of-its-kind transplant for one hospital in Illinois recently. Northwestern Medicine says they successfully transplanted a DCD heart. DCD means a heart donated after the donor died from circulatory death. In other words, the heart wasn't beating when it was donated and was revived thanks to a new technology. It works like this. Shortly after circulatory death is declared, meaning a person's heart and circulatory system have shut down, either from natural causes or the end of life-sustaining care, doctors immediately remove the heart from the donor and connect it to the TransMedics Organ Care System heart machine. This machine, nicknamed Heart in the Box, then reanimates the heart and pumps warm, oxygenated blood through it while it's transported for transplant. Before this technology, transplant teams would place the donor heart on ice in a cooler to preserve it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Look out here. Shot taken.
Andrade just takes a 3-2 defender. Poor defending from Argentina, but look at this. Gets a little bit of a space and then just drives this one to the far post. No chance for Martinez. And what a strike. Just the fingertips, but not enough. And Saudi Arabia go up 2-1 within this match. And it is bedlam after this goal.
And think about this. You beat Argentina 2-1. You go ahead with 53-minute mark, and you hold on to do it. You come back in the second half to do it. Pretty amazing. The crowd went crazy. It was the biggest upset in World Cup history. If you don't like soccer but you like sports, check this out, because Qatar, with all its problems, it doesn't matter. World stage, even though it's in the fall and not the summer, it doesn't matter. Forget about it for a moment. Forget about all the controversies, the pride flag and everything that's prevented from coming in. Just watch the game. And my hope is that the U.S. team finds a way to beat England or tie England and get set to get a good result against Iran and then move forward. They need to move forward. I want to see those sports bars packed with people, and then I want to see some of the leading players come back. I think there are 34, meaning to the MLS, 34 MLS players in the World Cup, which I think is pretty impressive. I want to end this hour with some counterintuitive way. With two people that are known on the Democratic causes, and here it is. I want you to hear Charmaine the God and Bill Maher, because they're saying really what we're saying. If the Republicans had nobody on the bench, and they had a president that was clearly failing in the Oval Office, mentally, physically, I would be saying the same thing as these guys. Charmaine the God, right now, weighed in on a new a Fox News digital interview on the Democrats having to lean on Joe Biden. Sad. Cut 12.
It's sad that we're saying, you know, it's still a toss-up between him, President Biden. I think that's more indicative of what, you know, Democrats aren't doing. And for me, I don't see the bench that the Democrats have. Like, I personally don't see the person that they could put up in 2024 that could, like, really galvanize and energize people. I mean, the fact that Biden is still their safest bet, I think that's sad, too.
Yeah, it is. Bill Maher weighs in on what's going on right now on the left and the right. Now, I expect him to rip the Republicans. Donald Trump is terrible. George Bush starts wars and is dumb. You know, same thing that Will Ferrell parodied. But I wasn't expecting, and I didn't give enough credit because I haven't watched in years. But I've been watching more and more, and these guys are pulling the sound bites for me. Here is an honest look at Bill Maher talking with Jonathan Haidt, an NYU social psychologist. Cut 18.
The academy has always leaned left, and it's not necessarily a problem. The police lean right, it's not necessarily a problem. It's just people choose different careers. Maybe we should have some viewpoint diversity, not be orthodox academy. Because when everyone's on the same side, someone says something crazy like, how about if we stop punishing people? And other people are afraid to object because that would seem to put you against a certain
ability.
That's right.
Groupthink.
And when that happens, what we get is what I think we can call structural stupidity.
Right.
That is, you get...
Yes. We see it all the time.
You get really smart people, but you put them together, and they can't think straight, and they say stupid things from the left that just play really well on libs of TikTok and give the right-wing lots of ammunition.
And you get onion headlines as policy.
Right, and it is. And that's when things get really stupid. You just throw up your hands and say, this is driving me crazy. I'm not even going to listen to them. And it doesn't represent what Bill Maher thinks about what Democrats should be. And the crazy stuff on the right certainly doesn't represent what maybe on the right would be. Adam, you're listening on Long Island. Hey, Adam.
Look, Brian, I just wanted to put my two cents in on DeSantis.
Yes.
You really got to get him out front. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm an independent. I will not vote for Trump again. Absolutely not, without question.
Did you before?
Yes, he's dangerous. Look, I give him a shot. I thought he was going to be terrible. I thought there was going to be problems. But I said, you know what? Hillary Clinton's such a slime ball that I'll go with him. But that's what's going to happen. Joe Biden's 100 years old, and they knew exactly what they were getting, and he still got in office. And people don't want him. Ron DeSantis, not only is he a leader, but that guy you had on just a little while ago made a great point. You know what he said? Let him rack up a win in Florida. He's going to show his leadership skills. He's a military guy.
Yeah.
He's an athlete. He has a lot of leadership skills, something that Trump obviously lacked. You see that in everything that he did. But what I don't understand, Brian, is why is everybody afraid, including you guys on the radio, to say something about, tell the truth. There's nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean tell the truth? I think I have been. I mean, I'm just saying the laptop's telling the truth. At the same time, January 6th was a mess for Trump. Taking the logs home to Mar-a-Lago, a mess for Trump. I think that's the truth, but I don't hate the guy.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. A lot of people went shopping on Thanksgiving Day, some without even leaving the dining room table.
A lot of shopping online was happening Thanksgiving Day, a record amount. According to online sales tracker Adobe, online spending hit a record of $5.2 billion Thursday, a nearly 3% increase from 2021. On a normal day, shoppers spend between $2 and $3 billion online. Black Friday spending is expected to top $9 billion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Meanwhile, the heavy rainfall triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. The landslide early Saturday destroyed buildings and swept parked cars into the sea. At least one person died, 12 others missing. In the new Congress, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan expected to take the gavel as chair of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's looking forward to Republicans getting down to the business of the American people. Meanwhile, Heritage Foundation Vice President Jim Carafano says there are those who would use the political instruments of government to go after their enemies who aren't willing to repeat their liberal mantra.
Shut up and do what I tell you. And Americans are beginning to realize that these are political tropes. These are not public policies. These are loyalty oaths. And unless you repeat, yes, climate policy, yes, I have to embrace ESG policy, yes, I have to embrace 96 genders, that has nothing to do with an actual policy. They want you to repeat that because that is a political oath of loyalty to them. And it's designed to do one thing. It's to stop to have the debate.
Carafano was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Taiwan President Chi Ing-wen has resigned as head of the ruling Democratic Progressive Party following local election losses suffered by her party. Tsai offered her resignation Saturday evening, a tradition after a major loss, in a short speech in which she also thanked supporters. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Labor strikes, which strapped Bolivia's farming region, ended Saturday after more than a month.
Regional leaders in Santa Cruz, an opposition stronghold, said they'd agreed to lift roadblocks after the lower house of the Bolivian Congress passed legislation that will bring forward the national census to 2024. The opposition argues that a new census will show that the region deserves more seats in Congress and more government funds because the population there has grown faster than in other parts of the country. Supporters of the left-wing president, Luis Arce, said the unrest was aimed at unsettling his government.
That's Leonardo Rocha reporting. U.S. is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE and restricting use of some China-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. The FCC voted unanimously to adopt new rules blocking the importation or sale of certain technology products. More at townhall.com. Hero cops in the Big Apple.
Two New York City police officers have saved a man who accidentally fell on the tracks at a Manhattan subway station. They were able to lift the man out of the way of an oncoming train just in the nick of time in a daring rescue captured by one of the officers' body camera. The man has been hospitalized with back injuries. Police identified the officers as Brunel Victor and Tofik Both. Jason Walker reporting.
The Japanese are getting a lot of attention at the World Cup this year. This includes the players as well as the fans. That's because they clean up after themselves following the match, regardless of the outcome. They pick up their trash and deposit it in the nearest receptacle. Nothing unusual for the Japanese, though. They're simply doing what most Japanese do, whether at home, at school, at work, or on the streets. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me? Because you're looking at the screen.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Let's get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. John Roberts is just getting out of bed. He wanted me to buy him some time. He's going to be with us in a matter of moments, bring us inside Washington, D.C., as the president gets set to sponge off somebody else in Martha's Vineyard, I think it is. Or is it Narragansett? I'm not sure. Rich Lowry at the bottom of the hour, bring us inside the Republican battle for the nomination after the president announces some of more former staffers and you thought allies have said, I think I'm going to run for it too, as well as the drama revolving around Herschel Walker and his quest to be the next senator from Georgia. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
My sense is that Warnock probably wins. The polling seems to suggest that the polling's not very good, though. There's just a greater enthusiasm for him than the GOP right now. If Herschel Walker wins, Brian Kemp needs to get a lot of credit for it, given his ground game effort.
Georgia runoff. Herschel trails Warnock by about four. Can his new best friend and one of the nation's most successful governors, Brian Kemp, show him the path to victory? Well examined.
Number two.
I think what I've accomplished in my 54 years at the NIH, although COVID is really, really very important, it is a fragment of the total 40 years that I've been doing it.
Ugh. Fauci, farewell. Chaotic exit like his chaotic COVID reign was an epic fail, and judging by his actions and words, he seems to have forgotten all of his thuggish ways and wrong information. But we have not forgotten. We'll review.
Number one.
When we take power, we'll start the investigation. We'll look at every order. We'll look at every means of what he has done. He has lied to the American public. This investigation could lead to an impeachment inquiry.
But will that actually do that as the Republicans add one more vote to their majority in the House? The border wars. McCarthy displays his fight at the border while the White House calls it a stunt. I call it responsible, as a Democratic senator seems to agree. Meanwhile, the GOP picks up another House seat. They're up to 220 now, and McCarthy struggles to secure the speaker votes to take the gavel. John Roberts is with us now. If anyone knows Washington and the drama and the story between the lines, it's John Roberts. He's the same John Roberts who co-hosts America Reports. Hey, John.
But not the same John Roberts at the Supreme Court. Let's make that delineation clear.
Yes, you are not Chief Justice, because he's, you know what, he's harder to book than you are. So that's the main difference.
I thought he was easier to book than me, because I really hold out for the highest bidder.
You really do. And so far, again, I have that bigger budget in radio. That's where all the money is. So John, first off, on the drama behind the scenes with McCarthy and the votes, I think he's lost about five Republican House members. You got Good. You have Gates. You have
Biggs.
Biggs, who are against, okay, who are they waiting for? I mean, who's in the wings that they want so bad?
I don't know that it's so much of a who could rise to challenge McCarthy, because whoever would not have enough votes to get 218 unless they go wholesale in the other direction and they throw McCarthy overboard. I think this is probably more of a negotiating tactic by the Freedom Caucus to say, look, there are demands that we want to have in terms of the tenure of leadership and what positions we have on selecting people who go on these committees. And I think that you're going to probably over the next month see a lot of backroom negotiations to try to placate people like Biggs and Gates and Jim Jordan and others. Although, you know, Jordan is going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, so he's got a plum assignment right out of the box there. But I think that if McCarthy can throw enough bones to the people who are opposing him, enough of them might come on board for him to get 218, 219.
I would hope so. I mean, I just don't know. Steve Scalise says, I'm not looking for that job. And you also have a situation where Jim Jordan already signed on, and he's the power. I thought he was the power behind the Freedom Caucus. We'll see. I want you to hear, so we know how bad the border is.
Well, don't forget that the Freedom Caucus, to some degree, is like herding cats if you're in the Republican leadership. So they even though the Freedom Caucus itself is fractious from the overall House Republican Conference, there are fractures within the Freedom Caucus as well.
So I don't have to tell you about the border. I never remember it worse to go down there as to see how bad it is. John, it used to be that Senator Schumer, Senator Barack Obama, Senator Biden, Senator Harry Reid all talked about a border wall, a need for security, the folly of the lottery system. What happened? What happened over the last few years where they don't seem to want to secure the border? The same people in virtually the same jobs. What changed for the Democrats?
I couldn't tell you, other than the fact that maybe the left has risen to such a position of prominence, and their position is for as many immigrants as possible, as many asylum seekers as possible. And while this country was built on immigration, it wasn't built on illegal immigration.
Right.
And when you consider that since President Biden took over in January of 2021, nearly 4.5 million people have come across the border illegally. That's staggering. That's more than the population of Los Angeles. You know, people hear, well, there's 200,000 this month and there's 2,600 gotaways per day, and they can never put those figures together. But if you say that the population of Los Angeles, an entire major American city, has moved across the border in the last 2 years, that kind of puts it into perspective where you begin to understand the magnitude of the problem. And Democrats used to realize, and Henry Cuellar is a lone Democrat who's singing this song. They used to say that illegal immigration was bad for the country, that there was a process in place to allow for legal immigration that gave us people who wanted to become American citizens, and this was going to build the country. Well, that whole thing has just been thrown out the window by and large, and now you have Republicans in lockstep, for the most part, saying that we need to do something about illegal immigration. You have most Democrats silent, and then you have voices like Henry Cuellar who are saying, are you people in D.C. crazy? This is ruining Texas. This is destroying the fabric of our communities along the border, and we need to do something about it. Why aren't you doing something about it? I mean, even Senator Mark Kelly acknowledged the other day that Democrats, by and large, don't get it. So I don't know, Brian, what really happened other than the left became ascendant. But the problem with the border now is stunning, particularly when you have Mayorkas last week saying that the border is secure. I mean, it's anything but. Just look at the numbers.
And it's such an insult when people say that. So Senator Kelly said this to the Washington Post about, does his party understand the border? He said, absolutely not, not even close. When I first got to Washington, it didn't take me long to realize that there are a lot of Democrats who don't understand our southern border and a lot of Republicans who just want to talk about it. I actually think security, it's more than talk. But just to give you an understanding and our listeners an understanding of what I'm talking about, here is Barack Obama, Senator Obama in 2006, cut 7.
The bill before us will certainly do some good. It will authorize some badly needed funding for better fences and better security along our borders. And that should help stem some of the tide of illegal immigration in this country.
He also knew the magnitude and what was at stake, cut 6.
And because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked.
What happened to that guy? Nothing's changed. Only things have gotten worse. And we've gotten 98 people captured on the known terrorist watch list. And that's, you know, one doesn't count the gotaways.
Brian, I'm prepping a segment with Michael Waltz, who's going to be joining me on set for America Reports, which is another one of our fine Fox News programs, not just Fox and Friends. There are other ones as well.
I know. I was on it yesterday. How were the ratings when I was on? Do you know?
The ratings were stellar.
Right.
Right up until your appearance, and I don't know what happened.
Then it plummeted. Right.
But I'm prepping a segment with Michael Waltz, and here's figures that Griff Jenkins got from his CBP sources yesterday. The daily average of people who cross over into this country and disappear, who are undocumented, who are unverified, people whose backgrounds we have no idea of, 2,693 every day. The fiscal year to date, 2023, which started on October the 1st, 134,649 so-called gotaways. Now, of those people, how many are looking for jobs and don't want to get caught and want to work in the United States? Probably, I would think, the majority. How many people are nefarious individuals who were involved in criminal enterprise? I would imagine that there's probably a pretty healthy percentage of those as well. And then, how many of those people, those 135,000 people, are characters who want to do harm to the United States? Might be a very small percentage, but as the Saudi hijackers proved back on September the 11th, you do not need to have a whole lot of bad people to wreak havoc in this country.
So I want you to hear Karine Jean-Pierre to have her retort to why the administration has not sent people down to the border, why the president hasn't been there. Cut 3.
The question that we have for Kevin McCarthy, who's soon to be Speaker McCarthy, what is his plan? What is he doing to help the situation that we're seeing? What is his plan? He goes down there and he does a political stunt, like many Republicans do.
So obviously there is a plan. And they have a plan in detail. And one thing they do is secure the border. Number two is they will withhold aid for those who don't secure their own border, make people apply for asylum in the immediate country they get to first, make sure 20,000 Marines return to the Mexican southern border. There's a ton of things to do, and you immediately expel people when they come over, and you put back the Remain in Mexico policy, which, John, we know works, and they know it, because now they have Venezuelans who have to remain in Mexico, and they see that being effective.
You know, you might not, or I'm not saying you, but just in general, you might not have liked the policies of Donald Trump, but he had a plan that he implemented, which was having an impact on illegal migration, combined with COVID, which people say, well, that's an anomaly, but combined with COVID, the numbers were a tenth of what they are right now during 2020 and the early part of 2021. Now, again, his policies were controversial, but he did have a plan, and that plan was making the border more secure and was reducing illegal migration. When Joe Biden got into office, he just threw everything out the window, and we are where we are today as a result. So do the Republicans have a viable plan? I don't know if it's wholly viable. Could they ever get it through the Senate? No. So will there be changes in immigration? Likely not. It really is up to the White House, because the immigration and defending the border is the sole purview of the executive branch. Congress can make some suggestions, but when it comes down to enforcing the laws, it really is the administration. So my prediction is that over the next 2 years, there's going to be a lot of talking about this, a lot of arguing about it. Plans will be floated back and forth. Will anything get done? I would think it's probably 99% that nothing gets done, which is a shame, because that means that another 2.5 million people are going to cross over that border into our country. And with Title 42 off as of December 21st, Brian, predictions are that 18,000 people a day could cross our border knowing that they're not going to get kicked out. And what is that going to do to all of those communities along the border in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California?
Yeah, so yesterday Anthony Fauci called it a federal, I guess, a governmental career. He'll probably make more money in the private sector. To me, there's been no worse public official. I cannot believe how overhyped he is, how self-congratulatory he became. If you just want to listen back to some of the moments where Anthony Fauci misled the country and just hamstrung us as a people, let's listen together. Cut 17.
To the extent possible, don't travel, don't congregate together. I don't think we'd ever should ever shake hands ever again.
I think the idea of taking masks off, in my mind, is really not something we should even be considering.
It is, as we've said, a pandemic and an outbreak of the unvaccinated.
If you are trying to, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Yes, I'm attacking science, and I'll never take a mask off or shake your hand, John. Don't even ask me to. That was when he said that was December of last year.
I know, Brian. I heard you play those clips on the other fine and famous Fox News program, Fox and Friends, earlier today, and it took me back that the advice was one way one day, and then the next week it was something completely different. And there was never an attempt for Fauci to say, well, we're learning more about this now. We were wrong last week. Here is our latest recommendation. It was just you move on from one to the next, and people were left scrambling trying to keep up. But this idea of if you challenge me, you're challenging science. He may have been the top infectious disease specialist in this country and one of the finest in the world, particularly when it comes to HIV, but to say I am science, I mean, that's a little arrogant, don't you think?
Yeah, I could quote the great or the not so great Jimmy Kimmel when he says, instead of good riddance, just riddance. But but John, I just got to ask you this, because the Trump team pretty well. How likely is it that Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, both get into this race against the former president?
I think they wait a couple of months and they see whether or not a Trump candidacy is gaining traction. And if it is, maybe they keep their powder dry for 2028. But if it's not, and at the moment, it doesn't seem like it's gaining a whole lot of traction, particularly after the midterm elections, they may just mount a challenge. Mike Pence, who was vilified by Trump followers after January the 6th and his actions to defend the Constitution and say this is the process of transition of power and certified the election. He has gained new respect in many circles now. He's been out there on the speaking circuit. He's been out there campaigning for Republicans. And I think his chances are a lot better now than they were a year ago. He has rehabilitated himself in the eyes of many conservatives who were following Donald Trump. And so I'm not sure how much of a chance he has, but I think it's a better one than he had a year ago. I think Nikki Haley could be a very strong candidate as well, though there are a lot of Donald Trump followers who don't like her a whole lot. Ron DeSantis, I think, would probably be the strongest challenger. But the decision that they all have to make is, do they want to run the risk of the character assassination that will occur at the hands of Donald Trump in statements or on Twitter or on True Social?
And we'll have to end it there. But John Roberts is going to watch America Reports today between 1 and 3. John Roberts, thank you.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors, and all sizes are on sale. For example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there's a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Westwood to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Or call 800-653-7485 and use promo code Westwood.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yeah, they can handle your bills, too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing. And joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now. And start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your health care. Call now, 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE, 844-94-BIBLE.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. Don't get the Prince of Darkness wrong. Ozzy Osbourne says he still loves Black Sabbath and his former bandmate Tony Iommi, but says he just doesn't see a Black Sabbath reunion anytime soon, even though the two have worked together recently.
Not more Black Sabbath, but I wouldn't say no to do some more with Tony.
Osbourne talking about it on the Ozzy Speak series on Sirius XM when asked about the duo's work on Ozzy's new album, Patient Number 9, saying Black Sabbath is a completely different music than what he is into right now and still has affection for all of his former bandmates.
I would work with any of them individually.
Right.
But as Black Sabbath, I think it's time. I couldn't really beat what we've already done.
Never say never. Laura Engel, Fox News.
I'm Ashley, working with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor and director Manish Dayal of Fox's The Resident, which is celebrating a 100th episode.
And we know in this business that it is such a rare milestone. So to reach it and feel proud of the work that we have been doing so far, I just can tell that there's this energy of pride and this sort of great honor to be here.
How much do you feel you've been able to grow with your character in particular during the course of the series?
A lot. You know, I think that my character grew in some ways the most because he started the resident as a medical intern, so as the bottom of the barrel in terms of what it means to have medical life in a hospital. So he comes in with absolutely no awareness of what it means to be a physician, and then he goes to become a chief resident and specializing in his specialty that he's in now in the sixth season. So that's a huge journey.
The Resident airs Tuesdays on Fox. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing. Not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, let's go to Joe out in Florida. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking that since the Republicans have just won the House again, and there's going to be a new Republican speaker coming up, the upcoming State of the Union address, I'm remembering Petulant Pelosi deciding to tear up her copy of the address.
Yep.
So how much fun would it be for the new speaker to just kind of make a little bit of a callback there?
I hope they don't. I know what you mean, and I understand the sense of revenge. It's inexplicable. You heard me last week when people are just lauding her great career. I said she lost me forever when she did that, and she was praised for doing that. It was one of the worst examples of leadership I've ever seen in my life. And for her to rip up a State of the Union speech, I'm just glad the president didn't see it at the time because it would have probably been an even bigger deal because he wouldn't have not allowed that to happen without saying something. So, no, I think that McCarthy should hopefully be in place by then and show some class. And that should never happen again. Keep it here. By the way, all these investigations on Donald Trump, whatever you think of Trump, all politics, it should be concerning. Just because they don't like him, can't handle him, doesn't mean you sue him and try to get his taxes and make his life miserable and ruin his business. Brian Kilmeade Show. Rich Lowry next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I don't think it's a coincidence that he started openly talking about this within 24 hours of the Politico report that Ken Griffin, the hedge fund billionaire, was deciding to align with Ron DeSantis. And I think he wanted to get out and try to stop the pivoting of billionaires away from him for 2024. It's a money game for him. He doesn't like to spend his own money. He'd like to spend other people's money. So get out there, declare you're a candidate, open your fund so everyone can give you donations. And also, you got to keep in mind, he did raise that $100 million for Save America PAC, and you can't spend money in the leadership PAC on yourself. So the only way to redirect those funds is to get donor permission to redirect them, and you have to have a presidential fund in order to direct them into. So he had to do it and might as well make a big splash up.
Well, that is Eric Erickson bring us inside the Georgia race. In this case, bring us inside what's happening with President Trump and why he might have declared last week. Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, author of The Case for Nationalism. Rich, welcome back. Would you think of Eric's assessment of why the president announced last week?
That's interesting. I mean, I think it's part of it. I think the legal considerations are part of it. I think it makes him he thinks it makes it a little harder for the Justice Department to indict him. But I think at the end of the day, it's a big dog move, right? It's like, I'm the dominant guy. I'm the biggest guy in the room. I'm going first, and I'm daring the rest of you to get in. And by the way, here's some shots across the bow, just so you can consider before you get in. I think that's the biggest motivation, and all the other stuff is secondary.
So how do you think it's been received? Because so far, according to his reports, that Trump numbers really haven't budged. If anything, they've gone down since he got in. Only 40% of Republicans and independent-leaning Republicans approve, say they would vote for him. 60% of Republicans are glad that he is going to run. So your thoughts?
Well, the problem he has is when he came down that escalator, whatever it was now, 7 years ago, I mean, it's hard to believe, you couldn't take your eyes off the guy. Literally, it was the most shockingly new thing we've ever seen. There was something unexpected. There was some outrage every single day. And it's just really hard to replicate that. You know, we've gotten used to the Trump phenomenon. We've gotten used to him. And, you know, it was just telling a different setting. You know, it wasn't down an escalator. It was in a ballroom, you know, a gilt ballroom with a lot of the same themes that we heard for a very long time. So it's going to be hard for him to create that kind of big bang effect that he had last time. The media won't be quite as obsessed with him. That also hurts. But still, you know, there was a national poll that had him tied with DeSantis yesterday, the day before. Then there were a couple more that had him up, you know, 15, 20 points nationally. So he's obviously a huge factor, still has a big following, but he's vulnerable. He can be beaten. I wouldn't say he's necessarily going to be beaten, but he definitely can be beaten.
I think the midterms hurt him most of all, more than anything else, almost as much as some of these cases against him, because it showed the vulnerability. Yeah, you can win a primary. That means you have Republicans, but if you can't win a general, it doesn't matter. And I think, Rich, that the Republicans are so worried about losing again, they're not going to look at their best candidate, the most conservative, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh. If they were to get in, they wouldn't be, even though they'd be the most popular Republican, I get the sense that these Republicans are going to look for somebody that's electable rather than the one that mirrors exactly my views.
Yeah, this is what parties that have been out of power for a little bit, this is the way they always calculate. You know, it's why the Democrats get Bill Clinton in the early 90s. That's why Republicans, after the Newt, you know, was a huge star and a meteor, kind of in the way Trump was in 1994, you know, he flamed out, and then they looked at something new, and it was George W. Bush. So that phenomenon is definitely there. But it's with the Trump thing, though, it's a little weird, because it's not necessarily that you're more conservative or more moderate. It's whether you're really closely associated with Trump or not. So Ron DeSantis is a winger, right? I mean, there's no doubt he's fearless, he's combative, he's proved it over and over again, but he hasn't said Trump's name in a year. So does that make him a moderate, or what is he, you know? So I would say he's a non-Trump conservative. It's just a lot of people on the right, and especially Trump's fans, have kind of defined conservatism as loyalty to Trump, and I think that dynamic could be giving way.
I'll drill down on it. He was able to get Democratic votes, obviously, and Hispanic votes in Florida. So maybe pull back on the conservative enough and think to yourself, is he okay with independents and moderates? Yeah. And can he do what Reagan did and win over some Democrats?
Yeah. Well, the key thing with both DeSantis and Kemp is, you know, and it's not a totally fair test. They were ingrained incumbent governors, but they're conservative and they're competent and they have some appeal to the middle. You add those three things together, you got a sweeping victory, you know, a historic one in Florida, a resounding one in Georgia, and it seems to me that's what the party should be going for.
So Eric Erickson also weighed in on the runoff, and I want to get your take on the runoff. Here's how it's going. Right now, according to the latest poll, it looks like Warnock's up 3 or 4, cut 28.
My sense is that Warnock probably wins. The polling seems to suggest that the polling's not very good, though. There's just a greater enthusiasm for him than the GOP right now. If Herschel Walker wins, Brian Kemp needs to get a lot of credit for it, given his ground game effort. I do kind of think Kemp would like Herschel Walker to win at this point, just so he can give more of a big middle finger to Donald Trump that Kemp can do things that Trump can't do.
your thought, because I found out, too, and just in going back and forth about what the party's doing, so far the RNC has put about 100 staff on the ground helping out the Kemp team. Kemp team got paid off to help to get out the vote. Yesterday, Brian Kemp, or 2 days ago, Brian Kemp, or it might have been yesterday, campaigned for the first time with Herschel. They kind of stayed away from each other, and Kemp got an extra 200,000 votes more than Herschel. What do you think? How does this play out in your mind?
I think it's really hard for Herschel now, really hard. I mean, just with Kemp on the ballot, you know, providing that buoyancy, you know, he just fell short. Now Kemp's not on the ballot, and even if Kemp's going all out, which he should, it's going to be really hard to get this flawed candidate over the top. When Republicans, you know, if the Senate depended on it, it'd be that extra motivation. You know, people in the suburbs, okay, I don't particularly like Herschel, but if the choice is between McConnell and Schumer as majority leader, okay, I'll go do it. And I just don't think any of that push is going to be there. So I think it's hard for him, and I would expect him to lose at this point, unfortunately.
Even though there's more Republicans in Georgia today?
Yeah, I just think it's Herschel himself. You know, if there are five fewer allegations, you know, if he knew a little bit more about policy, I think he's a sweet man, and he did really well in that debate. But he's just flawed as a Senate candidate, and I think that's what held him back. That's why he couldn't get over the top on election night. And I think it's going to be probably decisive in the runoff. Unfortunately,
54-39. Warnock had more independents. 50 and over, it was all Herschel, and so far Herschel has the advantage, 53-44 and 50-plus, 18-49 and 61-37 Walker. See if he can get in there and go into Cobb County. Evidently, that was his weakest place.
And also, unfortunately, we have to admit, maybe at this point, Warnock is a pretty good candidate because, you know, general election last time, a runoff, and then the general election this time, three races, Republicans threw everything they had at him, and now there's a fourth, you know, when Republicans are doing the same thing, and he's still ahead, and I'm just afraid he's not going down.
So let's talk about what you saw yesterday at the border. Kevin McCarthy there making it clear this is going to be his focus. Cut to.
Well, we first take the investigation, the orders. Lying to the American public, withholding ICE from doing their job, not following through on what the laws and the books are today. We never do impeachment for political purposes. We're having an investigation. We know exactly what Secretary Mayorkas has done. We've watched it across this nation, something that's never happened before. We watched him time and again before a committee say this border is secure, and we can't find one border agent who agrees with him.
And he went down and he basically brought many members of the Republican caucus down there with him. Your thoughts about him doing this, knowing that getting him impeached with a Republican Senate, a Democratic Senate, is not going to happen.
Yeah, so shine a light on it, make him squirm, pass bills that would restore Remain in Mexico and implement other sensible border policies, knowing it's not going anywhere, but just to create political heat. But impeaching him, it's kind of pointless. It sends a message, but obviously it's going nowhere in a Democratic Senate. But it is a classic case of dereliction of duty. You know, this guy is supposed to have a lot of jobs, but this is high on the list. And he and the rest of the administration just have no interest in doing it.
Yeah, do you think McCarthy becomes Speaker? I mean, do you know what the holdup is and what these five want?
I think he probably will because there aren't good alternatives. So he'll end up making a lot of concessions, and it'll be painful and barely getting over the top. But I'm not 100% on that. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion Kevin might be one of these guys that snake bit. You know, he's wanted something for so long, really close in 17, just pulled away, and maybe really close this time and just pulled away. But if I had to bet, I think he becomes Speaker.
All right. Rich Lowry, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
You too, Brian. All the best.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back and take your calls. Find out what's on your mind. And going into this holiday season, do you expect anyone to join Donald Trump and declare their candidacy? I get the sense a lot of people are queuing up and staffing up, including this guy named Mike Pence. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Good morning, students!
Cartoon Network wants you to start your day off right
by speaking up
against bullying.
People can be bullied for all kinds of things.
Who they are, where they're from, what they look like, or what they believe.
That's called identity-based bullying. If you see a student being bullied, be supportive. Ask if they're okay and invite them to join you. You can be an ally
and make a friend.
Friendship!
Visit StopBullyingSpeakUp.com
and redraw your world without bullying.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We crossed the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I look back to the guys like Will Rogers, Bob Hope, Carson Leno, and you never knew what those guys, what their side was politically. And they would make fun of anybody and everybody, both sides, whoever was in office, and it was okay. And I think our country had a better sense of humor then. But I think what's happened is a lot of comedians have now, they pick a side, and then they start name-calling and pointing fingers and call the other side, you know, idiots. And so what that does is you eliminate half the audience.
Right.
So I think there's an easier way, not an easier way, I think there's a better way of just making a little fun of everybody, because I think most people in this country have a decent sense of humor.
Yeah.
And you can be made fun of a little bit, but don't point fingers and call names. When Trump was in office, I had a lot of fun with that. And now Biden's in office, you saw one of the clips. Walter, one of my characters, is everybody has said for years since Obama was in office that he looks like Biden. So I'm just kind of embracing that now. And on stage, the fourth wall is gone. He knows he's dressed up like Biden, but he's become Biden. But we're not being mean about it. You know what I mean? People from the left come to my show. People from the right come to my show. And everybody has an equally good time.
We think so. And that was Jeff Dunham talking about, you know, he does, he's a ventriloquist, and he's very famous. He'll sell out an arena of 25,000. And that's actually what he's doing with the special. But he just said that, you know, he was on Gutfeld, too, the other night, and says, listen, I insult both sides. It makes it easier. Leno did the same thing. But these guys don't at night. I mean, these guys actually promo. Coming up later, Chuck Schumer. What late night host, Letterman, or when he was nonpartisan, or seemingly that, or Carson, or Dick Cavett, whatever, say, hey, coming up later, the majority leader of the House. You know, unless you're in the middle of an election. But that's, it's really whatever, which normally you'd have on C-SPAN, or Axios on HBO, is now on late night television. And remember, Jimmy Kimmel said, I was really told that I'd be able to expand my audience and get additional ratings if I would be a little easier on Trump. And he basically told them, then get a different host. That's unbelievable to me. Laura, you're listening in Louisville. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Well, I was not talking about that, but what I was wanting to say is earlier when you were talking to that man,
Rich Lowry.
Yes, I'm sorry, about, you know, we didn't get a big red wave. And honestly, I don't think the nation ever was going to get a big red wave because, unfortunately, we're worshiping at the altar of abortion. I think even Republicans went into that booth and they didn't have to say that they voted for abortion because nobody really wants to say that. And I just think that that is what caused us to not have as much change because of that decision. I think that played heavily because
abortion.
Everybody's scared, like, that, you know, that they can't do anything. And I think that's not what the Supreme Court said when they said states, you're going to decide. Okay, well, then the states were going to decide, okay, like if this happens to a woman, okay, then yes, we're going to have to remove that because we don't want you to die. And I think women just like, oh, my gosh, if something happens to me, I'm going to die. And it's just such a misconception. And it just breaks my heart that we're a nation based on faith, and yet we are worshiping at the threshold of abortion. That's what I
wanted
to say.
Gotcha. And, I think most experts agree with you, Laura, that abortion played a major role in the last election because people don't want to be told what to do. Even though it's life, and life, you can go pro-life, pro-choice, you get to debate that, and we have for the last 50 years and probably 100. But what they're saying is if you put it in the category of mandates, yeah, I might choose to wear a mask. I might choose to get a vaccine. But you're going to fire me because I'm not getting a vaccine? You're going to ridicule me or not let me in without a mask? That's when people just say, okay, I'm done. And that's what they found with Anthony Fauci, too, by the way, who called it a career yesterday, called it a federal government career yesterday. Here's him when everything seems to go off the rails yesterday with the press conference. And you see Karine Jean-Pierre just jump into the middle of this this disagreement. So he's at the end. Some people are asking about the origins of the virus and why he, in the beginning, says this, no way this was a lab leak. Remember, here he is. Cut 15.
We've got to probably do a better job of, when we talk to the public, explain that this is a dynamic situation that could change. I've said that from this podium multiple times when we were talking about, for example, do we need to do anything different now when we had 15 cases? I said, but, however, semicolon, this could change. The only thing people heard when they throw it back at you, well, you said we don't have to worry about anything. So you just got to make sure you always underscore the dynamic nature of what you're dealing with.
Underscore the dynamic nature of what you deal with. I don't see it becoming a problem in here. that there's always a chance, but I don't see it becoming a problem. And when it becomes a problem, then say, you know, in January I thought this, but this is what's changed. And then when you ridicule people and call up the head of social media companies and say, make sure you sideline this person, make sure you freeze their account, make sure you tar them, make sure you allow the teachers' unions to describe when you're getting back to school, and that's when science steps aside. When you see politics play on a daily basis, never admitting when you got it wrong, that's what, to me, was which was when I was done with him. Also, he was so in love with the camera. This guy was already talking about who would play him in the movies. He's on SNL. He's going to baseball games, throwing the first pitch. And I remember Dr. Marty McCary says, sometimes I get a call from my office and someone would want me to do an interview, and I'd say, well, they have no listenership. I'm in the middle of practice. Is it really worth my time to do it? And he'll say no, and I'll look up, and Fauci will do it. I mean, Fauci was doing Steph Curry's podcast, and here we are in 15 days to slow the spread, and he's doing basketball players' podcasts when he should not be doing that. That doesn't help anybody. But he wanted to be a celebrity. To me, he should have been doing the studies, and that's why I have no patience for him. When he comes out and tries to rehab his personality career with half the country, I think a smaller and smaller section of the country really look up to him still. He seems likable, everyone's grandfather. But I'll give you an example. Bob Dole comes off as someone, when he was alive, come of someone really tough to take, looks so gruff. But then you get to know him, you hear his personality, see how nice and charming he is, he changes. Anthony Fauci's just the opposite. You think he's nice, his delivery's nice, but what he says is so disturbing, I never want to hear from him again.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.